you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Que ven en Bing. Me llamo el Tototito que ven en Bing. Quiere decirles que el ojo que tengo bien hecho me da que ver en Bing. Mira, Tijuana, componero que ven en Bing. Quiero agarrarme toda una puta ya que ven en Bing en Tijuana para tener. Hola, papá, que ven en Bing.
What the hell?
That's a very interesting question. I don't know.
Oh, say does that banner rock it red flare for the land of the free. And the home of the brave.
Label,
this is horrible. I want to go out and puke right now.
Get boarded!
There's no turning back, no matter how much we wish we could.
And now.
All right, now the moment you've all been waiting for. Lights! Music!
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's an all-new program for a Wednesday morning. We're going to take your calls. Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew. And the prize is a pair of lift tickets to Mountain High.
Yeah.
So you're thinking a little ahead, maybe, on snowboarding?
Sure. Perhaps.
But the best caller of the day, we're going to pick one, and they get an anytime season pass. So you can go all year long with this pass.
That's pretty great.
That's more than you deserve for these calls,
yeah,
I would
true.
Say in general.
So far.
So 1-800-520-1067. Any topic that you want to talk about, we will take your calls in just a second. First, I like to tell you stories that make me feel better about me.
Okay.
Teenager stabbed to death by a friend while trying on a knife-proof vest. Christopher Baker, 18, died after being knifed while wearing a stab-proof vest.
Oh, my God.
David Baxter is accused of killing him. He died from a single knife wound to the chest during an incident in the early hours of April 17th. What a surprise. It was late at night.
They weren't drinking or anything.
Right? I'm sure they weren't.
Yeah, because that's not when that happens.
Most people that are up in the early hours are not drink. Oh, wait. Yes, they are. The dude that was charged pled not guilty to the manslaughter. The prosecutor said the case is this is not an accident. This was stupidity, and it was bound to result in what happened. And apparently his defense is going to argue that the death was caused by, quote, horseplay. It's the horseplay defense.
Horseplay with knives.
Yeah. So,
all right. So this idiot has this vest that he says is
that he thinks
knife proof.
Yes,
he thinks,
and he says, "Hey, stab me! I want to see if this works." And so the other guy
just
goes,
"Hold it up! He had to wear it."
Right, he had to put it on. So the other guy goes, stab you? Yeah, go ahead. Look, it's knife proof. No problem." Went right through.
Wow,
not so knife proof.
I say, as Ralph would say, "Thinning the herd."
Thin the herd.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, who was the comedian we had the other day? Jim Jefferies.
Yeah.
Somebody else, I can't remember where I saw this, but he's not going to go out and cure AIDS. Was
yeah,
that him?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
That guy's not going to.
Oh, yeah, that was Corolla.
Corolla.
That was
yeah.
a Corolla?
The
oh,
Guatemalan
yes.
guy.
Yeah, the drunk Guatemalan with a knife. Yeah. Hey, they all have knives. Yeah, that's, I
yeah,
mean,
he's not
this
really
guy's
going out and doing any
Let's
real
be
good.
Honest, if he's putting on a stab-proof vest and telling his friend to stab him, he's not really going to make much of his life.
Yeah.
And we're not going to miss him. So I hate
And
to
we
say
both
that,
feel better now.
Yes. Feel better about ourselves because
Thank you.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't even do the stabbing.
No.
Let alone be the stabby. It's ridiculous. All right. Let's take your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067. That is the phone number.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
What'd he do, nephew?
Mountain High passes. Best call. Anytime season pass.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Let's begin with Ray. He's on line 5. Hi, Ray.
What did you do, nephew?
What did you do?
Hey, guys. I was watching a program called Taboo last night, and it's pretty interesting that the special was on cannabis, on weed.
Right.
And there's a university out there called Oaksterdam that they teach you how to grow weed. They teach you how to smoke the weed, how to bake with it. I guess this whole medical marijuana thing is getting pretty big. And, you know, there's actually a college out there. And it's all legal because it's all dedicated to the study of
sure.
Medical marijuana.
Where is the Oaksterdam University?
You know, I didn't get.
I'd like to take classes.
Of course, it didn't.
I could probably teach classes.
Probably.
Yeah, but I mean, is it in Europe? Is it in the United States?
No, it's in the United States.
All right.
And they didn't give the location. I'm sure they probably have a line out the door. If they gave the location for people signing up for classes.
Yeah. And you know that class doesn't start till like 5 p.m. Right? I mean, they're not going to do that. That's not an 8 a.m. class. You're not going to have to get out of bed for that one.
Yeah, definitely not. Yeah, they say most of the people that are in the class are all licensed users. So I'm pretty sure it does start around 5.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. And then it ends around 5 a.m.
There's plenty of people around here who could teach how to bake.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, that's a class right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to be enrolled. I want to go back to school. Let's go to Manny. Hi, Manny.
All right. What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Manny?
What's going on?
You know, just never up this early. So you guys...
never up this early. Why are you up this early today, then?
Yeah.
We are going to be heading out to do a warrant service this morning.
Oh, boo!
So just want to say good morning. If you're listening and you're in Ventura County and you have a warrant...
Run
out your back door.
Wow. Now, is this somebody that has been evading you, or do you have some kind of a plan to get to him, or is just he doesn't have any idea it's coming?
He has no clue it's coming. Yeah.
Is he dangerous?
I hope not. We'll see what happens.
Shouldn't you know?
We'll see.
Manny, I'm worried about you.
You should wear a knife-proof vest.
Yes.
Yes, very, very good idea.
Okay.
Good luck.
Good luck. We should go out. We should do that with them one day. You know how you do a ride-along? We've done it with a cop before. We've done repossessions before.
Oh, wow.
But the whole serving warrant thing.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. We'll just figure it out. It's going to be turned on me somehow, though. It always worries me. Rob, hi.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I caught on the news yesterday. A baby was born in Miami Hospital, and apparently he was circumcised by mistake.
By mistake?
By mistake.
Just meaning they mixed up the babies?
Apparently. I don't know much exactly how it happened, but now the family is suing for the child being mutilated or deformed.
Right.
And they're going crazy. It's this huge lawsuit.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the doctor must have been Jewish down there if he was all about the circumcision, but who knows?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that the doctor has to be Jewish, but I mean, I think a lot of people get circumcised these days.
Yeah, but there's a movement against
it
as well.
Yeah, I know.
No, the reason I said it is I was invited a few weeks back to a
what you
call it, an event, but yeah.
A bris?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a terrible event.
I never heard of it before, and I was like, yeah, you know, I'll go. And when I got there, I was, you know, horrified.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's Jewish people have a bris for their kids when they get circumcised, and they invite friends over.
Yeah, they don't do it in the hospital.
They put out finger foods, and you just hang around, you talk, and then a rabbi comes in, and they literally do the circumcision in front of you, and you go, no, wait, hey, I don't want to see this.
Hey, let me tell you, it was a party.
Yeah, well, I know. Once you've got somebody cutting into the foreskin, that's good times right there.
Good times.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Rob. Yeah, that's a strange... I mean, it's not strange that it happens, but it's strange that they make a party out of it.
Yeah, very.
I'm sure they take video now these days, and then when they turn 18, I'm sure they're playing it back. So that's not
no,
good.
Mom, I don't want to see that again.
Yeah. All right. Who should we pick for the best call? That guy or, I don't know, Weed University or serving a warrant.
Or warrant, dude.
Yeah. I don't like warrant dude because I think he's going to come for me one day.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, well, so we could eliminate him. That's going to happen someday. Circumcised.
If we send warrant dude to the mountains to ski, though, he won't be serving warrant.
Well, that's true.
You know?
That's true.
Probably out of his warrant jurisdiction.
Is there a jurisdiction?
I don't know.
What about the weedology,
what
though?
About weed dude?
What
about
weedology's pretty good. Weed
is 101. He ever going to make it to the mountains, though?
Well, that's a great question.
He's going to be.
Let me
like,
ask him. Hey, okay. Ray.
Yeah.
Do you snowboard?
I do snowboard.
All right.
All right.
All right, you're the winner then.
Oh, thanks.
Congratulations.
Guys.
You get a pair of Anytime Season Passes. Mountain High is celebrating the return of winter with their $299 Anytime Season Pass sale now through October 31st. Get more at mountainhigh.com. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? A guy with no arms is going to come in and yell at me.
Yeah. As he should.
That's going to happen. His name
this is
Tom.
The best.
His name is Tom Willis.
And Kevin wrote a fabulous post about him.
And he doesn't have arms.
No, but he can throw a baseball.
And he threw out a first pitch at a baseball game.
Really more than one game.
Eight.
He's going around doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was, maybe overly harsh, but in a joking tone.
Uh-huh.
Which I'm not sure he got the joking tone of it, but it was titled F You Guy With No Arms. And that may have gotten his attention. But anyway, he's coming to the studio today and I guess wants to challenge me to a duel. I don't know. arm wrestling.
My money's on him.
Yeah. We're going to get your zombie escape plans. We've done this before. It was fascinating to us because we read an article where there are people who literally, for real, have an escape plan for when the zombies attack.
And I don't think we believed it.
We didn't at all.
Really, till people called in.
Then people started calling in. They would tell us, oh, yeah, we're going to meet at the park. Then we're going to go here. We're going to go there. I was like,
they have really detailed plans.
What are you talking about? So then I saw the movie this weekend, The Resident Evil.
Yeah.
And I realized that the zombies have gotten much better at what they do. They're not our parent zombies anymore. You know, they're not the Michael Jackson thriller zombies that walk
slowly,
really like 1 mile per hour. This is these guys run and they tunnel and they dig and they jump.
You got to refine your plan.
You need a whole new plan.
Yeah.
My plan was just to stand there with a machete. Just take them down. You could take down a million of them, of my dad's zombies. But now the new zombies, apparently, they've moved forward and they are active and they work out and they're slow.
Wow.
And apparently they can run faster than you can. And that's not good. So we're going to have to get your revised zombie escape plans today.
Okay.
We are going to continue trying to figure out what Amy Winehouse did for her birthday yesterday. We're going to talk more about Anthony Kiedis and how he doesn't want to have his music on Glee because he saw a photo.
Well, that's all I ever need.
A strange way to make a decision.
Yeah.
And we have Kristen Schaal in the studio.
Oh, she's the best.
She is. She's a comedian. She's written a book called The Sexy Book of Sexy Sex. So looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And we have your tickets for Epicenter 2010. On this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, we will take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and Ralph is here with a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
I sure am. Look at me. Love me.
I can look. I don't have to love.
You do.
All right.
Why? Because I have both arms? Is that why?
Oh, Ralph.
Everybody remember that comment a half hour from now when Ralph's piling on me.
Okay.
You know, you're a bad person.
Well, I know, but for what? For which part?
I'm just thinking about dude with no arms.
Yeah.
Coming in and having to talk to the guy who says, F the guy with no arms.
Yeah.
Of all the targets in the world for you to focus your rage on, you pick a guy who's trying to go around with handicapped people and give them a positive message.
I didn't think he could work a computer.
That's your guy. Yeah. That's the one you say, oh, no. You know those other people? You know, Bin Laden and Chelsea Handler and all the other evil Hitler, you know, all the other evil people in the world? I'm going to leave them alone. Let me find the guy who's doing the handicapped charity work and just give him a big ration of S.
He generally doesn't like people like that.
He is a motivational speaker.
Man.
Yeah.
But I didn't think he could find the site.
Talk about low-hanging fruit. Talk about picking on a guy who's just an easy target. Wow. Wow. I can't wait for him to get here.
I'm just saying,
were you in Croatia recently?
No. Strange question, but no.
All right, I just want to double check, because I saw a story, and I said, this sounds like Kevin. A very obese woman was swimming off the Croatian coast, who's 28 years old. Her name is Maha Georgi. When she felt a massive pain in her shoulder, she told authorities, I realized I had been shot with a spear gun.
Oh, no.
Yes, the large woman was harpooned by a diver.
Oh, my God.
As she swam off the coast of the Croatian coast.
Did he think she was a fish?
She thought she was a whale, Lisa.
That's not true.
I might need to lose a few pounds, she said, but I'm not exactly Moby Dick either. She has decided and vowed to go on a diet after she had been harpooned off the coast of Croatia. And I said, that sounds like something Kevin would do. He'd see an overweight woman struggling to swim in the ocean, and he would just shoot a harpoon in her.
Sure.
That's what he would do.
That'd be funny.
That's what he would do.
I would not. I am a good guy.
That's what he would do. You're not. And you don't.
Love.
Numbers are in for the big finales over the weekend for a couple different TV series. True Blood finale on Sunday night did very well for itself. 5.4 million people tuned in to see the HBO vampire series say goodbye for its third season.
That show has been so good, and I'm behind. I taped it. I haven't seen the finale yet.
It's an outstanding program.
Oh, it's so good.
I know 5.4 million people may not sound a lot when we're used to, you know, American Idol numbers and that kind of stuff, but for cable, it's a significant audience. In comparison, The season finale of Entourage only pulled in 2.7 million people. So Entourage is losing its audience, and True Blood apparently is gaining, if not holding on to the people.
Take away Ari Gold and how many people watched that show.
Yeah, I know. MTV Video Music Awards did very well for themselves. The third highest rated ever for the award show, 11.4 million viewers.
You know what that means.
Yeah,
she's
Chelsea.
Back.
No, no.
Next season.
She
next
had
year.
Nothing to do with those numbers. Nothing.
Next year,
everyone
she's back.
Everyone tuned in to see her, Ralph.
No!
I agree
it's
with you,
it's the
but...
Bieber fevers, and it's the Gaga...
Mania?
Mania.
Yeah, I agree.
It's Kanye and Swift. It's the talent that show draws.
Yeah, she's going to be hosting.
No!
It's
going to
happen.
No! I'm going to hold my breath until I turn blue. And the Cowboys-Redskins game drew in 25.3 million viewers.
Wow.
Big, big, big numbers for the return of NFL this weekend. I found myself this weekend rooting for the Redskins versus the Cowboys more than I did for the Eagles.
Rooting for the Redskins against the Cowboys because you hate the Cowboys.
Yeah, because I hate the Cowboys, which always helps. I'm always rooting for any team that's playing the Cowboys. No, as much as I don't like Mike, it wasn't that. It was Donovan McNabb as their new quarterback over the Redskins. And I still am an enormous fan of Donovan McNabb.
Yeah, yeah.
More so than whatever the guy's name is that's playing for the Eagles now. I can't really remember right now.
Who knows? Cobb? Did he get hurt? And then
I think it was Brainy McVan Damage, I think his name was.
sure isn't Donovan McNabb.
Sure isn't. I was watching and my wife said, "You don't seem too excited by the game." I said, "You know what this is like for me? It's like watching a cover band of your favorite band play."
It's because Donovan was that team for you for a long time.
It's like going to see Atomic Punk instead of seeing Van Halen. They look like them. They got the right costumes. But
although Mini Kiss is great. They're little midgets.
Isn't really my team.
Yeah.
I guess it's going to take some getting used to.
Now
because everybody's
gone.
Westbrook's gone. McNabb is gone. A lot of the defensive players have been gone. So
yeah, that's a bummer when that happens.
It is. It's a big transition. I'm having a hard time coping. I need some therapy.
Yeah.
For that, many reasons. Congratulations, it is official. Penelope Cruz is eating for two. She and Javier Bardem are, in fact, expecting a new baby. Apparently, Penelope is 4.5 months pregnant, expecting their first child. Of course, they recently got married, kind of quickly. And maybe now we know why.
Really quickly.
Javier, how did things happen? When exactly did you get pregnant?
How did you decide to have a kid?
I flip a coin.
Yeah. And you said?
He said, call a friend. Right.
Why do you guys keep doing this?
I don't know. It's our bad. You're right,
it
Lisa.
Never works.
It's our fault. It's us for going back
it
to the well.
It always works. It's just shame. He's a pretty limited guy.
Shame on us. That's all I'm saying. Shame on us. Speaking of babies, congratulations to Killers frontman and solo artist Brandon Flowers.
Ooh!
He's going to be the father again for a third time. People.com says his wife, Tana, is pregnant again. The couple already have two sons, Amon, who is 3, and Gunner, who is 13
Gunner.
Months old. Gunner.
That's a great name.
Yeah. It's spelled G-U-N-N-A-R, though. It'd be so much better if it was E-R, like Tail Gunner.
Right.
Like like AK-47 Gunner. Instead of Gunnar. Oh, I am Gunnar. Yes, my father is Flowers. I am Gunnar.
One letter makes a difference between a super gay little kid and a stud.
Word. Speaking of the MTV Video Music Awards, Lady Gaga, of course, made ripples in the fashion world by wearing a raw meat outfit.
It was a dress of meat.
It
and
was
a, hat, of
a
meat.
Hat and dress
I hope
of meat.
That doesn't catch
and
on.
And a purse of meat.
Lisa, you better look at the racks. You better go to Nordstrom and see what they're selling.
See what kind of meat they got?
It's all meat.
They're not selling
this
meat.
Season. It's all meat. If you're not wearing meat, you're wearing nothing at all.
That's meat is the new black.
That's what they're saying in the fashion world.
I sure hope so.
And a lot of people speculate. You know, is she just putting this all on? Is this really her? Do we know? Well, TMZ.com, I think, has proof now that she genuinely is a nut. She was...
Is or isn't?
Is.
Is a nut.
She, you know, a lot of celebrities dress up on stage, but when they go through, like, the airport security, they're wearing sweats and flip-flops and a baseball cap and dark sunglasses. Not our Gaga. She has, there's photos of TMZ.com of her sailing through security in just panties, fishnets, a nude strapless bra, a pair of handcuffs on her wrist, and a fresh tattoo. So Gaga seems to be the real deal.
Congrats. Wow.
Congratulations, Gaga.
But correct me if I'm wrong.
I wish you'd tried to go to the airport with meat on. That would have been even better.
That would have been even better.
I'm sorry, you have to put your meat on the conveyor belt that goes through the security check. We got to check your meat. I'm sorry. You might have weapons in your meat.
correct me if I'm wrong, but there was a time when Lady Gaga didn't dress up at all ever, and then she made a decision.
Yes.
I'm going to be now, she's all yes. So to me, that's put on. That's not the real deal.
She's just going to meet at four? I mean, eventually we all decide who we're going to be as we grow up, right? She was a performer who just played piano and sang, and then she decided
to... And no one paid attention. So then she said, I need to put meat on my head. And it worked.
That was her first choice. I think she started being more theatrical. That was definitely a conscious choice, but apparently it's genuine.
Hmm.
Wow, man. Nice. Yeah, hating on Gaga. Sandra Bullock's too happy. Gaga dresses too weird.
No, I like Drew the way she... I like the way she dresses.
Issues. You have issues.
I like anyone that wears meat on her head. I'm in.
Oh. Would you like some meat on your head?
No.
Mike, put some meat on your head, will you?
That's so hot.
Today's celebrity birthday is actor Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
That's Tommy Lee. That's a different performer.
Oh.
Tommy Lee Jones, of course, co-star with Javier Bardem in a movie called No Country for Old Men.
Wonder what that's like.
Tommy Lee Jones?
Oh, God.
It was great working with him. He said, call a friend, though.
Yep.
And he called it.
Yep.
At a cattle.
You're never going to learn. You're never going to learn. He is 64 years old today.
No, my wife is pregnant.
All right. Movie director Oliver Stone turned 64 years old as well today. Lindsay Lohan's mom, Dina Lohan, is 48 years old. Singer and fashion play Robin Thicke turns 33 years old today. And TV personality Heidi Montag and her H breasts are 24 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
Love this
feature. Love it so much.
No one loves it.
Love it a lot. A lot of people love it a lot.
No one loves it a lot. Even you don't love it
I love it a lot.
You don't.
I do it every day.
It is always the same thing.
Your negative vibes do not help.
It's different animals, different situations.
Correct. It's always different.
We never know.
Listen, Callie, that's enough out of you.
It's always different.
Unique. Everyone unique.
It isn't. It's the same tired old bit where you talk to a thing that's not really talking, and it's an animal, and it's a story that's just dumb.
I'd like to say that it is talking, at least on our part.
Come on.
Alex is great at getting animals on the phone.
She is. I don't know how she does it.
I don't either.
We have a wheel because we have too many stories.
Yeah.
How do you decide?
Too many great stories.
Right. So here's what's on the wheel today. The drunk Chinese deer.
God, still haven't done that.
Merlin the iPad dolphin. The drunk Australian parrots. The hurricane chimp. The tweeting Ugandan gorillas. Percy the albino squirrel.
Yeah.
The female snails that grow penis heads on their head. I'm sorry. They grow penises on their head. That's the best story ever.
They grew penis heads on their heads.
Grow penises on their heads, though. Drunk South African baboons.
Okay.
Human face lamb in heaven.
Not talking to that one. Ever.
Do I have to take it off the wheel?
Yes. We're never talking to the human face lamb in heaven.
Killer British shrimp. Australian fat camp kookaburra bird.
That sounds promising.
So those are all on the wheel.
How does that sound promising?
It sounds like they're all great stories and we need to find out more information about them.
Yes.
Let's just...
I love
Let's
it.
Let's just
spin the wheel.
Right, do it.
Yeah.
It's time for the Wheel of Animal Voices. Where do you think it's gonna land?
No.
It's gonna be pretty bad, but Kevin and me don't care, so we'll do it anyway. It's time for the Wheel of Animal Voices.
Giving you one last chance.
This is a good spin, by the way. That felt good.
Excellent. I'm going for kookaburra.
Oh, that felt good.
What you got?
Killer British shrimp.
Ooh.
I'm not participating.
Killer shrimp?
I'm walking out.
This is if you
not. This is unacceptable.
If you would stay for kill.
If you would stay for the payoff.
I am filled with faux rage.
Faux rage. If you would stay for the payoff.
He never does.
A killer shrimp called Dicaragamaris villososus.
I'm sure you did that exactly right.
Has been found in the waters off the UK coast. The non-native species is known to be invasive and could potentially cause major problems for the UK's water ecosystems. It's a killer shrimp. It's a shrimp that kills.
I've never heard of that.
Me either. It tends to aggressively pursue its prey.
Really?
Often leaving it dead but uneaten. So it's not even killing to eat.
It's just killing for the fun
it's
of it.
It's just like, F you, you're dead. Somebody else can clean up my mess.
Oh,
and
my
then it
God.
Moves on. That's a G shrimp.
It's a psychotic shrimp.
That's the OG of shrimp. So we had Alex line up the scientist to talk to about this story. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
This is the shrimp.
Oh, we went right to the shrimp this time.
This time.
Wow.
Yes, you're talking to a British shrimp.
I see. All right. Well, that's even better because you probably know more than the scientist.
Probably do, yes.
Yeah, you're a killer shrimp.
I am, yes.
How do you kill? I'm not aware of how a shrimp... Do you bite? Do you sting?
I eat them.
You eat?
I eat my victims.
Okay.
Sometimes I eat their livers with fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Wow. I do not want my shrimp knowing that movie. That's all I'm saying.
It's my favorite film.
Now, how do you watch films?
With my many little tiny eyes.
All right.
Or two of them, whatever shrimp have.
You're a non-native species, so you're not normally near the UK. Why did you go there?
Well, it's just nice this time of year to go spend some time in the UK.
Just kind of vacation?
I am vacationing, yes.
And you just kill while vacationing?
Sure, everybody needs a hobby.
It says in this article that you are much larger than native UK shrimps.
Ah.
So you just kind of lord it over them?
Yes. I said, look at me. Look at me. I'm the biggest shrimp around. And they say, oi, but you're still a shrimp. And I say, yeah, but look at me. Look how big I am.
But you kill.
Yeah.
It says in the article, you aggressively pursue your prey, often leaving it dead but uneaten.
That's right. So I don't even need to eat it. I'm just killing for the sake of killing.
Well, what kind of crazy shrimp is that?
I'm your worst nightmare. I'm a shrimp that's out of control. I play by my own rules.
Right.
I'm an outlaw. I'm a card and I need to be dealt with.
Now, are you part of a shrimp gang?
No.
How does it work?
No, I hunt alone.
You hunt alone, okay.
Because I'm crazy that way. I'm a crazy killer shrimp. I fear no man, right. No animal.
Can you
kill? I only fear cocktail sauce and lemon. My two worst enemies. Because, you see, that's what they serve with shrimp cocktails.
Right, we got that.
Yeah, all right. Didn't know if you did it.
Of course.
Just trying to help things along.
How dare you?
How dare you, sir?
How dare you?
What did you do?
Oh! Damn it! Every time!
Even the killer shrimp? Come on now! This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and we have an interesting guest in our studio now named Tom Willis, who is a motivational speaker who Bean offended greatly and should be slapped down for.
I don't want to get involved too much. I just want to hear to make sure to keep the facts straight. It was you, in fact, who wrote the post on the Kevin and Bean website that was in question, which is why Tom is here this morning. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning. Fine. How are you guys doing this
very well.
Morning,
nice. Nice to meet you. Kevin?
1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a thumb war.
You are...
Yeah, but I'll beat you in a war of wits.
There's
no question about that. That's why I didn't offer it. All right, Tom, here's the thing. I'm a bad guy. And I know that, but to see you throwing out a first pitch, you were born with no arms, correct?
That is correct, sir.
All right. Just a quick recap for those who aren't familiar with the story. Kevin threw out the first pitch at a Dodgers game and did spectacularly bad the first time. And then recently he went for a second try and just tumbled over face first when he tried to throw a pitch. And so we've been involved with looking at videos online of people throwing out the first pitch of baseballs. And Tom is a motivational speaker who speaks on behalf of trying to motivate those who are handy capable, I guess it's called. You know, people with disadvantages and try to rise above those challenges. And Kevin saw those clips online and decided to write a post, a blog, if you will, which just simply, let me just give you the title. F you, guy with no arms is basically how the thing starts. Which caught Tom's attention. I don't know why.
But Tom... first of all, on our website, these posts come and go like crazy. Uh-huh. Like, I figured it might get a chuckle and then would be gone.
So if you shoot a guy and run away, then it's okay. That's
no,
what
but
you're
I'm
saying.
Saying I didn't expect Tom to ever find it. How did you find it? That's not right.
One word. Google.
Oh, don't do that.
Oh, really? I figured a friend of yours gave you a heads up.
No, actually, I've been throwing out first pitches all summer. I've been at 8 different stadiums this summer, and... had a little break and decided to do a little Google search and found that the story on my first pitch has been everywhere from AOL News to Sports Illustrated's website to the Huffington Post to MSNBC. I even found it on some publication out in Hawaii, so it's been all over the place. And buried down amongst the pile was something from KROQ's by some guy named Kevin that kind of caught my attention with that very interesting
title.
Well, then you've made it. When you're on the K-Rock website, right? I mean, Sports Illustrated, whatever.
But Kevin's saying F
you. Really? You know, K-Rock.
It's like, woo!
Look, here's the thing. First time I failed, second time I failed miserably.
Yes.
Yeah, that was his second attempt to throw.
Right. So then you show up and you don't have arms, and you're not complaining about it, and you're throwing out the first pitch.
And he does just about as well as you do.
Your very existence makes me hate myself.
Well, it shouldn't, Kevin. You should never hate yourself. But as I said, I found the post online, and obviously,
did you think it was funny at all?
Well, obviously the headline caught my attention.
Right.
And as I read it, you know, let me point out that I'm not here because I was offended by what you wrote.
That's why you're better than me.
You know, you had my picture. You said this is Tom Willis, born without arms. You mentioned that I'm throwing out the pitch. You mentioned that you attempted to throw out pitches. Fine. Everything's hunky-dory there.
Johnny fell right.
But then you say, note to guy with no arms, as well as the guy who climbs Mount Everest without legs.
Right, okay, so it's not just you.
No, not just me.
You're bringing on all the handicaps.
Which is nice of you, which is good. You're kind of casting a wide net there. I think that's very sweet of you,
overachiever.
But then read what I put right after that.
Well, basically you're saying that, you know, I'm aware that I'm blessed, I'm wasting my life, and as I still complain as if I've got real problems, but I prefer to live with my head in the sand, so stop it.
All right, so there you go.
And you know what? That's absolutely cool, Kevin. This is America. You're allowed to have your opinion. So I had no problem with that. What caught my attention was the very end where you said, here's my message to kids.
Okay,
this is the sweetest part.
Before you read it, though, you have to know that this was just purely just meant to get a chuckle.
I know
from
it was.
Everyone.
From twisted people.
From everyone, including kids who have no arms.
No, I don't expect them to read it. How are they going to go to that site?
Well, apparently, Tom works his way through a computer very well.
All right, Tom,
even people who don't have sight, every website now, at least went through the federal government and other places receiving federal funding, must have an alternative text site that can be read aloud by software so that if a person with a vision disability gets online, they'll be able to hear what you wrote.
So almost anyone disabled can use the internet.
Anyone that can read and or has the ability to get online would have been able to read.
Take down all prior posts.
Let's read that last part, real quick, to make sure we get it out there.
I think
it makes a point.
Right. Yeah. Here's my message to kids. Mm-hmm. If you're born without arms, you might be able to try and throw the first pitch at a baseball field. But you won't make it to the plate either. You know why? No arms.
That's some writing.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
Look at him. He's giggling about it now.
Here's the thing you have to know.
Is that the Pulitzer knocking on the door?
He's a 5-year-old. That's what you need.
Peabody Award. Pulitzer. What do we got going today?
I don't mean that. It's a horrible thing to say.
I know you.
And
don't,
I love inappropriate.
Kevin, I know. I know that you guys. I totally understand what you're trying to accomplish here.
I would never tell a kid,
because we're not really sure, Tom. What is he trying to accomplish here?
I would never tell a kid that to his face. I just wrote it to be funny.
He's trying to accomplish one word: ratings.
Oh, I see.
I worked for I worked for Arbitron for 8 years. I know the story.
So you're a perfect enemy. Excellent.
I have a friend. She's a young girl, Emily. She's 8 years old, born without arms. She's going through what I'm going through with the back surgeries when I was a kid. Mm. And I would hate for Emily's parents to turn and tell her, you know, don't have any ambitions in life. You can't do anything because you don't have arms.
Don't even try.
But this isn't real. This is just...
But you wrote it and put it out in the world, Kevin.
That
makes it real.
But Tom wasn't real to me. He was just... I saw him on a video, you know, out there somewhere.
Do you think he was CGI?
No.
Do you think James Cameron shot that video in the ballpark?
I'm just saying it's not as funny to me when I'm face-to-face with him as it was.
But anyway, as you say, if you're born without arms, you can't do it. Why no arms? Well, I've been to 9 different ballparks now in major leagues, and I've thrown 9 ceremonial first pitches. 3 of them have been strikes.
Wow.
3 of the 9, 3 bounced within 2 feet of home plate, but went across the plate and the other three were a little bit outside. But when I go into a stadium, I have three goals. Number one is not to, number one, please get it to the catcher.
Right.
Number two, don't throw it past the catcher.
Right.
And most importantly, number three, don't make a fool of yourself.
Oh, but I failed on every one of those twice before I came across your video.
But you know what? I watched your two, and they weren't as bad as you are saying. I mean, your first one...
I shouldn't be embarrassed by those?
No, not at all.
But I have both arms.
Well, good for you.
No, and you played baseball in high school.
I was a pitcher.
She was a pitcher.
Yeah, that's what makes it really funny.
That's embarrassing, right?
Not that you ever practiced.
For 4 years.
Well, do you go out and practice every day?
No.
Are you in training? Well, of course not. So, and plus, just the intimidation of going out and onto the field.
Right.
And onto a mound. I don't practice on a mound. So when I get out there, I even have trouble because if you watch the way that I throw the pitch, I use both feet. I do a leg kick, come down on my one foot, and then spin out with the other leg. And I practice on a level field, so a mound, I'm not used to that either.
Yeah,
so
it's going to throw you off
balance. I have to go out and scout out the mound and find the place where I can find that much level portion of the mound. And sometimes it's behind the pitcher's rubber. So sometimes I have to throw it even farther than 60 feet, 6 inches. Other time I have to straddle it where I'll be on one side and come down on the other. So anyway, for me, you know, that's a challenge, and that's probably why those few have bounced on me, or because that I was not able to find that portion of the mound.
So I pitched in high school and am used to the mound.
Well, let me ask you a question.
And failed.
How good of a pitcher were you when you were in high school?
Not very.
You remember your ERA?
No. I mean, I didn't make All-Star or anything. I was not a good baseball player.
You didn't have a good knuckleball, is what I hear.
I tried knuckleball. Yeah, that was my dream. But and then I tried to throw it in the last one. That's when I fell on my head.
Well, you didn't do that bad.
He fell over.
He fell over. He has 2 feet,
He's had two legs and two arms, and he fell over throwing a pitch.
But if the batter had sent a line drive right back up the middle, he would have avoided getting bunked in the head.
That's true.
That's a good point.
Boy, you always look at the upside of things, don't you?
There you go.
You are Mr. Sunshine.
Well, I don't know about
Mr. Eclipse.
At this hour of the morning without much caffeine, sunshine is kind of hard to pull off.
I got to tell you, this was so much more funny when you weren't sitting in the room to me.
Well, maybe, Kevin, this will teach you to think a little bit outside your box when you're writing your hate, when you're making your
it
hate
wasn't
speech.
Hate. It was stop making me feel bad because you're better than me.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what it was.
Well, maybe then you say to yourself, maybe I'll do something better with my life to feel better about
myself.
But I
don't have that option.
You always have that option.
But Kevin, my pitch, I'm not going out on the mound to make people think I'm better than you are.
That just happens naturally.
Well, that's your problem, not mine.
All right, no.
But, you know, my idea is that, you know, I've been blessed with this gift of being born without arms, and I'm able to do things. I grew up learning how to do things with my legs and my feet, like everybody else grew up using their hands.
Right.
So I've just always lived my life this way. I worked for over 2 decades in a regular, normal career, so to speak. I was a video producer for the Department of Agriculture for 13 years, and then I worked a stint at Arbitron Ratings for 8 years out of college.
That's a good company, that one, that Arbitron. That's a good company.
Yeah, you like them now.
Oh,
don't you?
No, they do the ratings for radio. That's why Kevin's saying that.
Wow. I wrote this about a guy who used to work for that company.
Uh-huh. Thanks so much, Kevin. Once again, you're dragging us right down.
But anyway, my career goal was not to be the best. I didn't want to use my disability as my career.
Right.
So I worked for 23 years, and my goal was to become the best at what I had chosen to do. And in my experience, it was to become a television producer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't live in L.A., so I didn't have, you know, a lot of options back in Washington, D.C., where I grew up and spent the first 4 decades of my life. I worked for the Department of Agriculture as an educational television producer. And by the time I left, a program I had developed was winning National Telly Awards and Aurora Awards and all that. So pretty much I had eclipsed. I had gotten to the mountaintop as far as that career. So then made a drastic change, moved out here to California, and now I'm doing the motivational speaking.
And what's the name of your speech?
The name of my speech, I have two. One I use with the kids at elementary schools, middle schools, and high schools, and that's called No Hands, No Arms, No Problem.
Okay.
And in that, I try to teach kids that even though I may look different and act different, it's okay to be different.
But they'll never make it to the plate if they try to throw a pitch. Tell them that? I mean, they need the reality check.
They need
a reality check, don't you think?
I just tell the kids that if there's something that you really want in life, you can find a way to achieve it. But more importantly, take what you're given, adapt and move forward and do the best you can with what you have. So I never had dreams of having arms tied on or, you know, new surgeries or anything. This is the person who I am, and I've made the best of it using my feet. And people who know me, who meet me, who run into me in the grocery store always stop me and tell me how inspiring and how wonderful and great. I'm like, lady, I'm pumping gas.
You're the opposite.
That's not what you're
looking
for. You're just living your life.
I'm just doing my life. I just do it different. And so by going around the country and throwing this pitch, I just want people to be able to see people do things in a different way. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, Kevin also goes around and gives speeches to elementary schools. He's got a speech called F you if you're different, which isn't exactly the same kind of speech. But
and you deserve to have bullies make fun of you.
That's right.
No.
And now I have a new presentation I put, put together.
No, please tell me
Kevin.
No.
Yeah.
Based on my experiences with Major League, it's called...
Brothers in Arms?
It's called From the Ground to the Mound.
From the Ground to the Mound.
Major League Moments in Life. And that's basically where, when I first did my first pitch in San Diego, it was I got a call 10 days before the date, and they said, we'd like you to come out and throw the pitch. I'm like, yeah, great, wonderful. Hung up the phone, grabbed the tape measure, walked out on the street, measured out 60 feet, 6 inches, the distance from home plate to the pitcher's mound, and went, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's a lot longer than I ever thought.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't play baseball in high school. I was the bat boy for our softball team.
You don't have to rub it
so,
in.
You know, right, listen, and
Tom,
I've
we
never...
need to take a break. We need to take a break.
Cool.
But we'll keep you around. We'll come back.
Cool.
And then there's some kind of challenge, I guess?
We'll see.
All right. We'll be right
back. God.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and I am not having a good time right now. I'll tell you that. I'm not enjoying myself.
Tom, I just want to put this out there. I mean, I'm sure you get all kinds of offers all the time, but if you'd like, I can hold Kevin down while you kick him off. I'd be happy to. Given our conversation we just had, especially when we had up the air, I would be happy to hold him down while you just kick him right in the head.
Well, here. All right. I'll do it, but... metaphorically, okay?
Okay, good.
Let's do it literally.
When Kevin threw out his second pitch at the Dodgers,
mm-hmm.
I saw the YouTube for that.
Yeah.
And they were on the sidelines getting ready. But there were some other gentlemen there that were throwing out pitches as well.
Yes, there were.
There were five wounded warriors who all had prosthetic legs.
And right.
Let me quote what Kevin said on that video. The guy fought for our country, got injured, is going to throw a first pitch, and it's going to be better than mine.
Yes.
Literally, I'm not joking, the guy with one leg just threw a perfect strike.
Yes.
And he's a hero.
Yes.
So I guess with Kevin, you're missing a leg, okay. Missing arms, no good.
That's right. That's right, Tom. He's always said that.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying...
He said, if you lose a leg or an arm, okay, with me. If you're born without them, screw you. That's what he's always said.
I actually turned to the PR person for the Dodgers after those five war heroes came back, and I said, you're not going to make me go after them, right? I mean, let's just, the crowd's happy and everything.
Let's just
bring out the teams
out.
And go. And she said, no, you got to throw it.
Did you say F them too, by the
no.
way?
No.
F you, you got one leg?
No.
F you, soldier boy.
Oh, they're heroes.
Yeah, oh, no, they're heroes. People spend their entire lives without a limb. Oh, F them. And little kids who are struggling. Hey, little Emily out there who's 8, who's going through the back surgery.
This was
and
a lot
no
funnier
arms.
To me when I was writing it by myself.
You have nothing. You have no hope. That's what your message is.
That's not my message.
Your message. You're the anti-Obama. You're no hope, no change.
Come on,
that's
now.
What you think.
I want everybody to note that it's Kevin's co-workers that are slamming it
Correct.
More than me.
That's right.
Well, someone has to, Tom. You won't pick up the gauntlet. We have to because he needs to be slammed.
You know, and Kevin's saying if you don't have arms, you shouldn't try anything.
No,
well,
but that was just a joke.
If you go out on YouTube right now, there's a video of a guy from America, China's Got Talent. Gentleman, he lost his arms. He somehow touched an electrical wire live.
Mm.
And he now plays piano with his feet.
Wow.
I know a guy in San Diego plays guitar with his feet. I know a young lady in Arizona who is the first person ever licensed by the FAA to fly an airplane with her feet.
Well,
so,
Kevin says F them all, Tom.
I'm sure he
F
does.
No,
them
I
all.
Don't.
Sure
I'm but not saying that.
But the reason why he's saying that...
Because they make him feel uncomfortable about himself.
The reason he's saying that is because he has his head in the sand, as he says.
Yeah.
It's not the only place he has his head, by the way.
I want my head in the sand. I enjoy it there. Because when I'm faced with the fact that a guy like you has such a positive attitude, and then I think, wow, I complain about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, like I said,
you know what I mean?
I'm not standing up there trying to say I'm good, you're bad.
But that's the case.
Well, that's your problem, not mine.
I know.
I mean, look in the mirror and talk to that guy.
I don't like that guy.
Maybe
talk to that guy.
I'm not a fan of him.
But see,
he's negative.
Another thing I'm doing, other than just going and throwing the pitch, in each town, I'm trying to hook up with a group, a school, a local organization, and do my program, either the No Hands No Arms, No Problem, which is for school kids, or my new program that's about my baseball experience and meeting challenges in life called From the Ground to the Mound, Major League Moments in Life. And I in Cincinnati, one of my last games, I was very lucky that they hooked me up with a group from Mass Mutual who was doing a Disability Awareness Day at the stadium that day. And I hooked up with that group, and they had invited clients who had children with disabilities or clients who were disabled. And plus, it was they had two people in their own office who have children with disabilities. And they hooked me up with those guys, and I literally only saw one half the inning of the game because I was with them in their tent outside of the stands for the entire game talking. And one of the people I met was a young boy named Joe, who Joe's about 14 or 15, and Joe has muscular dystrophy, which I understand is another one of your favorite topics.
No, it isn't.
But, but you know, you'd meet Joe, and, you know, he's obviously, you know, his outward appearance and his behavior is a little bit different. But Joe is amazing that you can name any route, road route, on a map, mm-hmm. and he can tell you the cities it goes through. Through his
wow.
wow.
So this dude, it's too bad his name is not Thomas, because he could be a Thomas brother. I mean, he could easily. So here's this guy that most people might look on and go, oh, wow, he can't do this and he can't do that. But right. man, you'd be amazed at what he can
right.
do.
So, you can do a lot of stuff.
So.
just listen. I just
And you'd be surprised what Kevin can't do. That's what really amazes
well,
us.
There's a lot of things I can't
What's
do.
What's the
no,
challenge?
Kevin can't do no. more.
But anyway, as I was
but
reading
on
this,
the good side, you save on hand soap. Right? Right?
Sorry, well, I'm sorry, Tom. This is what we
what's your
put up with every
what's
day.
Your challenge, Tom? I'm sorry. I'm a little childish. I'm sorry.
I'm trying
childish.
To come up with the one-liner to throw
no,
back
I'm sorry,
at you.
Dude,
you know,
that,
oh,
listen,
he doesn't even deserve
like they
it.
Make your, I guess your brain scan goes a lot faster. anyway, you know, as we said, that you've thrown out pitches yeah. before Major League games, and I've thrown out pitches before Major League games.
Right.
So I would suggest a friendly competition between the two of us.
Okay.
Why don't we find a field somewhere, measure out that 60 feet 6 inches.
All right.
And we'll both take our turn on the mound with a set number of pitches, and let's see who's better.
Now, you threw three strikes out of nine. Is that what you said
three
earlier?
Out of nine.
Three
That's
out of nine.
Correct.
Kevin, so far, is 0-2.
No.
If he had nine chances, he might be able to get
we'll
three strikes
seven,
out of
we'll
nine.
We'll give him seven warm-ups. How does that sound?
But I'm saying, you know, Kevin might be able to get three strikes out of nine.
He might be able to. So what I thought is we could do a friendly competition someday.
Okay.
You know, that, you know, and I'm not challenging you. I'm not saying I'm better than you.
You are better than
me.
I'm saying that.
Well, that's good for you, but I'm just
it's
saying
it's not good for me.
I'm just saying it would be a good opportunity for us to test out your theory that you're, you know, here's your message to kids.
That's not that my I message can, to kids. It's just a punchline.
That I could just show
so you're
you
saying, here's my message to kids is not your message to kids
no,
when you wrote that?
That
when you wrote, here's my message to kids, you're saying that wasn't your message
right.
to kids.
Right. It was just an
well,
attempt to be
clear.
Funny.
That's clear then. That makes sense.
If
you guys
man.
Would get on my website, pitchforawareness.com.
Oh, you're not going to thrill Tom.
What?
No, no.
Sorry, what's your website?
Woohoo! Anyway,
pitchforawareness.com,
and okay. if you go under the blog, there's photos, there's videos. You'll see a couple of strikes on those videos.
All right, what happens if I win or lose? What's
okay,
the...
well, what, why don't we do a friendly wager that if you throw more than I will come up to L.A. and do my school assembly, no hands, no arms, no problem, for a school of your choice, and it'll be free of charge, compliments of KROQ.
Well,
okay.
Nice. No, that is nice.
That would be what I would bring to the table.
And if you win, I will sponsor a couple of cities on your tour. That Tom is telling us off the air that he's going...
Fundraising has been a problem for the Pitch for Awareness, for him to go into these stadiums and do the first pitch. He's had to do it out of his own pocket because it's been hard to find, especially in these economic times, hard to find fundraising ability to raise some money for his tours.
That made me feel worse.
And so maybe Kevin can augment that a little bit.
I will help sponsor your tour.
That would be fantastic.
All right. When do you want to do this?
How about off air? We'll set up a date. And
all right.
I don't know how you guys want to set it up, if you want listeners involved.
We want
or...
somehow for me to cheat. That's all I know.
maybe we can have, find a place where we can have listeners come out, and maybe they could donate a little money towards Pitch for Awareness.
That's a great idea.
We could sell tickets, and that way we could raise a little money so when Tom goes out to do his good work, we can cancel out some of the evil that Kevin has pumped into the world.
and if we schedule it during October, which happens to be National Disability Awareness Month.
There you go.
So it would fit perfect into that.
We will put this
this together, Tom. Absolutely.
No, fantastic. Right. And just to, you know, as you said that, you know, this is, I know this was off the cuff attempted humor.
I'm sorry.
But I just want to let you know that.
Attempted humor, you know what I'm saying?
But this pitch, like I said, I've gotten a lot of great coverage. I've been on MSNBC, AOL News, Huffington Post, Sports Illustrated.
I know.
And next week, ESPN is flying me to Connecticut, and I'm going to be on their show, ESPN First Take, next Wednesday, the 22nd, on ESPN2. So I will be going to ESPN to show off my skills as well. So
not if Kevin can help it. Mm-hmm. Well, he's going to try to stop you somehow. I promise you.
You know, as I mentioned off air, you know, I don't have a PR person or anyone like that. Maybe I could hire Kevin to be my PR.
That's a great idea.
I'm not sure I'm qualified. All right, Tom, listen, you're the best.
A pleasure meeting you, Tom.
Yeah, it is
a pleasure
meeting you. Thank you for coming in.
Hats off to your producer, Alex, who I've been working with behind the scenes on this. She's done a wonderful job in keeping us on track.
Yeah.
Kevin, again, it's your opinion. I have no problem with it.
I know. That's what makes you so much better than me.
I know it's humor. I have no problem with it.
Ralph, he has no problem with it.
But, you know, what can I say?
I'll take your challenge. We'll do it. We'll throw down.
When someone greets me with F you guy with no R.
Wait a minute. I didn't greet you that way. I just wrote it and it put it out there.
Well, when I opened the website.
I greeted you with 1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a thumb war.
Well, when I opened the website, it greeted me with F you guys with no arms.
Oh, yeah.
And my response is, and a pleasant good morning to you too.
See?
I apologize.
That's the way it should be.
I'm wrong. All right.
Again.
You're a bad man, Kevin.
I'm a bad man.
Yeah, he's not bad. He just...
he's bad.
I'm bad.
Tom, trust us. We know him a lot better than you do. He is a bad person.
All right. Thank you, Lisa. It's the world-famous K-Rock at 6:58. Here's Ralph at the Showbiz Beat.
How you doing there, Kevin?
A little thrown off.
How you doing? You all right?
You seem a little rattled.
Rough hour.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I mean no ill will. Just trying to get a laugh, that's all.
Uh-huh. At whose expense, though? At whose expense?
Look, when you're not funny, anybody's that you can find. Come on now.
Wow.
Just saying.
I tell you, it's like I was blind and now can see. Because now I know who you really are. After all these years, now I finally understand.
Let's do the showbiz beat.
Dark, dark. Dark on the inside. Congratulations to Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem. People Magazine confirms the rumors we had heard for a while now that she is indeed with child. She is 4.5 months pregnant, expecting their first child in a little while, and that's going to be a good-looking kid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If it looks like her.
Or it's going to have a big nose and bonkers eyes, because those two have those, respectively. Brandon Flowers and his wife, Tana, are expecting for a third time. Apparently, People.com says Tana's pregnant, and just in time. You know, Brandon's got a solo album out, Flamingo, and... a lot of good things happening for the Flowers family, so congratulations to them. Montana Fishburne, you may remember her, the daughter of Lawrence Fishburne, who decided to get into porn.
Yep.
His 19-year-old daughter. She may not be working in porn anymore.
What? I thought she liked it. She was happy with it.
She is not happy in general. Apparently, she has checked herself into an inpatient facility here in California for anger management and to get some serious therapy.
Hmm.
She plans to spend at least a month undergoing intense therapy to deal with some issues. So maybe all this was sort of a lashing out, if you will, an acting out for deeper problem, and that her future may not actually lie in porn, which is always sad. I hate when we lose a porn star.
Sure.
So what are you going to do? So bride Megan Fox says that not only is Megan wonderful and talented, beautiful and sexy, but she is a wonderful parent to his 8-year-old son, Cassius. Can you imagine this kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
In about 4 years.
I know.
Around 12.
All his friends.
Well, let's make it Fox. Let's make it 10, 11, when the hormones start to kick in.
Yeah.
That's his stepmom.
Yeah.
We talk about this all the time, but it didn't even dawn on me that 8-year-old Cassius soon will have Megan Fox there in his house when he's going through those raging hormonal changes.
And he'll know what that means then.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is it time to do the your mom is hot topic?
I think we might have to. Especially stepmoms. That's the worst. Because your own mom, you have like a biological buffer, you know?
True.
You can't see her the way the world sees her because nature doesn't allow that.
Stepmom, true.
But stepmom.
Yeah.
You're screwed. That kid is screwed.
Lady Lion! In the news, she was spotted outside Santa Monica, California court, where she had to check in for her probation. And she sped off in her brand new ride, according to TMZ.com. You know, usually she's tooling around in the Maserati.
Sure.
Apparently, Lindsay now has a new white Porsche that she is screwing around in.
She must have more money than we think.
How can she?
I don't know.
She never works.
I don't know how she does anything.
I don't know.
If she has any money, you know, it went up her nose.
Well, maybe she sold her story already. We didn't hear about it, you know, after jail or whatever. She's going to sell that story.
I don't understand how it works. I don't understand how show business works. I don't understand how famous people live. I don't.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sometimes you see in the news some person for some sitcom in 1980 living in a mansion. Where does it come from? Residuals must have run out in those shows a long time ago.
Yeah.
They're not working.
I think people like that were super smart with their money at the time.
I hope.
You know?
But I don't know how Lindsay's tooling around.
The no, it is a Lindsay story. I don't know.
But she, she's making it happen.
All right.
Their DUI history and everything else, she doesn't get a Porsche. No. No. Someone has to step in. She gets
a bumper car.
She gets the smart car. She gets the smart car is what she gets.
That would be the best.
Yes. Or like a Vespa. Some sort of scooter apparatus. That's what she needs. Today's celebrity birthday is actor Tommy Lee Jones is 64 years old today. Movie director Oliver Stone turns 64. Anybody looking forward to the Wall Street 2?
I am.
Money Never Sleeps or whatever the hell it's
called.
I like
Shia LaBeouf.
I guess. Yeah, I like Shia LaBeouf.
I do too. I think I'm looking forward to it. Lindsay's mom, Dina Lohan, is 48 years old today. Singer Robin Thicke is 33. Of course, son of Alan Thicke. Let's not forget the important part of the Thicke history. And Heidi Montag, TV personality, owner of large H-cup breasts, and soon to be Mrs. Spencer Pratt. Or is she?
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows? She's 24 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. I saw Resident Evil over the weekend, and it struck me that zombies are moving forward in leaps and bounds.
Yeah, sure. Everything's getting upgraded these days.
I mean, for God's sakes, my parents, zombies to them, you know, could barely crawl.
You just get in your car and drive away.
You could walk faster than a thousand of them. They couldn't catch you.
Their only really power was that they were relentless. They would never give up.
But you didn't need them to because they were slow enough that you could literally just stand there with one machete and take them all down.
But they'd trap you in like a shed or something, man. They start busting through the walls and the windows.
And there's so many happening.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the problem.
So we're going to take your calls if you have a zombie escape plan. We did this one time before. We were shocked by the fact that not only do people have a zombie escape plan, but they have intricate ones, complex ones.
And there's some pretty good ideas, too.
And they have thought this out.
They've really thought this out. How to get away.
Did I say zombies? Yes. The undead who walk among us, devouring the innocent and spreading their foul condition through the ranks of humanity.
They're mindless walking corpses and zombies, man. They creep me out.
Yeah. They're always out there. It's like they're pretending to be alive.
Is there even dead?
Dead-ish.
Any zombies out there?
Look at the face. It's vacant with a hint of sadness.
The dead who live on living flesh.
They're a guided weapon. Once they lock on you, they're going to come after you until one of two things happens. Either they're destroyed or you are.
But in this particular movie, they no longer have to crawl. Now they can run, and they're fast, and they can tunnel.
Wow.
They're ninja zombies now. My dad didn't have to worry about ninja zombies.
No, back when your dad was fighting zombies, he didn't have to worry about that.
Now ninja zombies are around.
They're not real. It's okay. They're not real.
Dude, you willing to take that chance?
Yes. I am.
In a world ravaged by a virus infection, turning its victims into the undead.
See, they may not be real yet.
Yeah,
that's true.
It could happen.
But as soon as it happens, it's going to happen fast. And you got to have an escape plan.
Right.
I told you my plan.
Because it spreads to people like you, especially.
My plan, surrender. Just become a zombie as quickly as possible. Join the fight. Join up.
Did you see Resident Evil?
Yes.
They're outside the jail. They're not having fun. They're not enjoying themselves.
I don't know,
and
man.
A giant axe wielding guy.
Yeah, I want to be him.
Ten times the size of a regular zombie.
I want to be him.
Shoot him in the head. It doesn't matter.
Be filled with coins. That's what I want.
It was really bizarre, and we need to know what your escape plan is now. It's got to be radically different than it was before. You watch Michael Jackson's Thriller, and you go, How hard can that be to get away from those people?
Yeah, really, like a 10-speed bike would get you away from zombies right. back in those days.
But now, a 10-speed bike's going to do nothing because Usain Bolt's going to be running right along beside you.
You need an offense, you need a defense, you need all kinds of plans.
All right, so let's take a few calls. Let's start with Chris, who has a zombie escape plan. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hi.
Did you have a zombie escape plan before, and has it changed in the light now that they are ninjas?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
My whole plan is just to go to the Costco, and I've got a whole little turns out. There's a little outdoorsman place, you know, and go get all my weaponry, get all my stuff, you mm-hmm. know, so I'm nice and protected, and then go to the Costco. There's everything there.
Endless food, know? Endless supplies.
Yeah, I mean, months. I mean, TVs, iPods, everything, you name it.
All
that's
right.
It's a good idea.
It's not a bad idea. Plus, you could close that giant front door.
Right.
And keep them from getting in. But now
but
they can
tunnel.
Climb.
They can tunnel.
They can
you said.
Tunnel, man. They'll come underneath the floor on your ass, Chris.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
What do you
but
do,
I mean,
right?
But Chris said he has iPods. So there, that's good defense right there against zombies.
TVs? I mean,
yeah.
I feel pretty good for a little bit.
Yeah, watch television while they're coming to eat your brains. You are the worst zombie hunter ever.
He's not a hunter. He's just trying to get away. He's not
gonna
die.
Have a good time while zombies are destroying the world.
You're either the hunter or the prey, man. It's the only way it works in zombie land.
He's gonna hide in Costco until supplies run out, and then he's gonna
then
become
he's gonna
the
be
hunter.
Eaten.
Yeah.
This is creepy.
All right, Chris, thank you for the call. 1-800-520-1067 if you have an escape plan. Let's go to Steven, who has an escape plan. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Good.
So you have a zombie escape plan.
Yeah, my zombie escape plan would be run to my neighbor's house who has like a bunch of guns.
Mm-hmm.
Find my brother-in-law who's played, like, every zombie game that's ever been made and, like, watch all kinds of zombie movies. He would know how to survive that.
So and your then, brother, because of video games, knows all about zombies and how they work.
Yeah, exactly.
Does he know about the new ninja zombies that can run and tunnel and jump and climb?
Yeah, we actually went yesterday to go see the new Resident Evil movie in 3D.
Yeah,
so
right
they are up to date.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
These are
yeah,
not man. Our parents' zombies.
Yeah. And then up the street, we have a big five. Like I'd say, I live in Palmdale.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like about five blocks away from my house. There's a big five where once I make it there, you know, I got ammo for days.
If you can make it there.
If I can make it there,
right.
True.
They'll run you down. Oh,
but
I'm going to try and run to big five.
That my neighbor has in ammo, there was like, I would make it there.
All right.
All right.
So your plan is pretty much just to ride the coattails of your neighbor and your brother.
Exactly.
Yeah,
neighbor has the weaponry. Brother has the knowledge.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, and let me see. What could I bring?
Doesn't sound like
nothing.
Much.
You're
zombies. You're a bloodsucker.
You're just hanging on to them.
Yep.
All right, Steven. Thank you for the call. We'll take your calls if you have a zombie escape plan, especially if you're serious about it, because we know that there are people who are serious about it because zombies are going to be real someday. And at that point, who's going to have a plan?
Right.
1-800-520-1067. Yep, that song. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 25 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. This is what my parents used to have to deal with when it came to zombies.
That was bored.
Yeah, you're so what? I could take them all on myself. How's that difficult? Now I watched Resident Evil over the weekend, and this is it. They can fly, and they can tunnel, and they can climb walls, and they can fight, and they have weapons.
It's way more serious.
They're organized, and they're fast. They're ninjas.
Yeah.
They're zombie ninjas. Now my whole plan has to change. It threw me off. Let's start with Michael, who has an idea of what to do. Hi, Michael.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Zombie escape plan. That's what's going on.
Zombie escape plans, yeah, that's what's going on, man.
What's yours?
First off, I would have to either pick one of three places. It'd be the hardest decision of my life. I'd have to go either to the ocean, up in the snowy mountains, or in the desert, because you got to get away from L.A. That's where all the zombies are going to be.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good point.
But what if you live in another part of the country? Then you're safe?
Well, I'm not going to come up with another plan for some other part of the
all
country.
All right, take it easy. Okay. So get away from the major cities. Good.
I mean, that's just the general right there. You got to get away from the major cities.
Right. That's not much of a plan, but it's a start.
It is.
Now, I know some are in, like, post-apocalyptic settings, but, like, a lot of zombie movies I see, it's always in, like, middle America. It's, like, small-town USA that the zombies come in. Yeah, I mean, if we take anything away from the movies, I don't...
Right.
All right, so you have to get away from a city. You have to go... You have to live off the grid. That's point one. All right. Not well thought out, Michael's plan, I don't think. Let's go to... let's go to Daniel. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, first of all, the Costco thing is a terrible idea because you don't want to be where everybody else is going to be because it's going to be Zombie Central.
Oh, because a lot of people will do that, so they'll be surrounded?
Yeah, and...
And then you'll be fighting each other for supplies?
Yeah, pretty much, because everybody's thought of that, so it's going to be 1,000 people in a Costco, and it's going to be a bloodbath.
Okay. Okay. So what would you do?
My basic plan is get 2 or 3 of my friends. We're going to become nomadic. We're just going to be living off the grid, like you said earlier.
Yeah.
And, like, just kind of traveling from place to place, because you don't want to stay in one centralized area, because in the post-apocalyptic zombie era, there's no such thing as safe, only safer.
Right, of course.
So
you I saw Zombie Land. You don't have to tell me.
Right.
All right, so go someplace. Just keep on the move is your plan.
Yeah.
All right.
Middle America, because it's wide open. Even if there is a zombie hit out there, you can hit them from far away.
You can hit them from far away. All right,
yeah.
I don't know what that means, but thank you for the call. All right, let's go to Colin. He has an idea of how to escape the zombies now. Hi, Colin.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good.
My plan is you go to like an oil field off the coast, and you just pick up. You go to the tallest part, and you just pick them off.
You go to an oil field. Do you mean like one of those off-site drilling sites where it's
like
out in the middle of the ocean
or something?
Yeah, one of those, because the ones that are off the coast, because you can just fish for food. You have a limited supply of food.
That's a good idea.
Hmm.
Although these zombies might be able to swim, you'd see them coming.
Yeah, you certainly would.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, but before they hit you, you'd just be on the top of the oil field. They wouldn't be able to get you.
And how many zombies really are going to make the swim? There's on the land.
It's like 20 miles sometimes.
Yeah.
You're way out there.
I mean, you'd have to be the last thing left for them to do that.
And you'd have to be on a non-BP rig. Otherwise, you're in danger even quicker. All right. Thank you for the call. That's a pretty good one. Get out of the way.
Yeah, I like it.
Let's go to Kristen, who has an idea. Hi. Is it Kristen or Kirsten?
Kirsten.
Kirsten, what's your idea?
Hi, Lisa May. My idea is to actually go get a cargo ship. I guess I have to learn how to actually drive one someday.
Yeah, but how hard can that be, right?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of hard, but they've literally got everything on there. It's like, you can open up those barrels. You probably find things that you never thought existed. And
so you would go steal a cargo ship and just push out to sea?
Yeah, totally.
All right. All right, not bad. Not bad.
But, well, I guess you can only plan short term, right? And then you just have to hope that somebody else does the work for you
somebody
and there's a time when you can come back.
It's not going to happen. Brandon, hi.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
What's your idea?
All right, check it out, man. If they can run and they can jump, they can't fly. So I just jump on an airplane and cruise the country and go airplane to airplane, airport to airport, stay in the air the entire time.
Well, you are going to have to refuel.
That's why you just jump airplane to airplane, though. You don't stay
so you jump on another airplane that's refueled.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, TSA's not going to let a zombie get through, so, you know, it's pretty safe.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought of the security. After September 11th, the TSA will totally keep them from getting on a plane.
Exactly, man. That's the zombie police right
there. Wow, that's good thinking. 7:38 now. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Yesterday, Ralph told us that it was Amy Winehouse's 27th birthday. It was her birthday yesterday. That was not the surprising part. 27?
Yeah, that's shocking.
Amy Winehouse is only 27?
Really rough.
Hasn't she been in and out of rehab since I was born?
Mm-hmm.
It just seems ridiculous. So we had our producer, Alex, get her on the line. Amy, hi.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
How was your birthday yesterday?
It was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I spent most of my time doing drugs.
Right.
And effing around.
Right.
So I thought to celebrate my birthday, I'd try something different.
Okay.
And so I opened a book.
All right.
And started to read things.
And what book was it?
Any book.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Just pick one up.
Just grabbed whatever was there.
Let me try not to shovel things in my nose and in my veins and try to learn something.
Right.
Well, and that's good.
It is good. It's amazing. I mean, it turns out the book was on physics. And now here I am, I've built my own particle accelerator.
What?
I'm really addressing the most fundamental questions of physics. I believe I'm right on the cusp of cold fusion.
What are you talking about?
Well, I built myself a particle accelerator.
You're a quick study.
Yeah.
And now I've got is I'm colliding opposing particle beams, you know, either protons or lead nuclei, and I'm putting them together, and I'm moving on to hadrons now, of course, with particles composing of quarks.
I don't understand what that word is, that quarks.
Well, I believe that by combining these energies, I can test various predictions of high-energy physics.
Okay.
Including the existence of the hypothesized Higgs boson.
I'm sorry, we were looking for Amy Winehouse.
I am Amy Winehouse. It turns out I'm an effing genius.
Wow.
This is shocking.
Why have you been covering it up so much?
Well, I had no idea until I opened a book.
I see.
And now I found out and I'm like a Mensa member.
Wow.
I'm on the cusp of discovering a clean energy source that will make fossil fuels completely unnecessary.
That would be awesome.
It really is. I mean, this has been the best birthday of my life. I must have been at this for 4 or 5 hours now on my birthday.
That's incredible. Only 4 or 5 hours did you come up with all that?
This is the best birthday I've ever had. I will remember this day forever as my special birthday where I started doing some amazing things.
Yeah, if you succeed, it'll be the best day for all of us.
It really...
What a turnaround. What?
Someone just told me my birthday was yesterday.
Yeah.
I've been at this for over 24 hours.
Yes.
I had no idea. I've been at it that long.
Well, yeah. You can't do this stuff in 5 hours
it was the
or whatever.
Best birthday of your life.
Well, yeah. No, the birthday's over now.
Right.
Yeah, it's time to party.
Oh, no. But what about the physics?
Physics, man. Wait. It's all about blow for me
but
now.
You
back
were,
to regular life for me.
You were just about to help.
That's right. Oh, that's so good.
Okay.
Oh, it burns, man. It burns so good.
What a waste. Who knew?
Oh, my God.
Excited, man. Rock and roll.
Okay, good. Kristen Shaw will be in the studio coming up just after the top of the hour.
You ever seen her stand-up at the comedy special?
I have not.
No. I just know her from Flight of the Conchords.
Flight of the Conchords. She's so funny on. So that's coming up. We also have your tickets for Epicenter 2010. That's coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now it is time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Well, looks like it's the real deal. TMZ.com and other internet sources are confirming that Jennifer Lopez has indeed signed a 1-year, $12 million contract with American Idol to be one of their judges.
So they wanted her that badly.
She wanted 15.
I know, but 12 million.
They settled for 12. Plus some sort of overall deal with Fox where she gets developed film and television projects.
Now, you're a viewer of that show.
I am a viewer of American Idol.
Well, you were.
What do you think?
I didn't watch last season because it was so horrible. But hope springs eternal, and I think it may be.
You'll try it.
I'll try it.
Does she help you want to try it?
I think she's real likable and sort of smart and funny, and she's certainly easy to look at.
Sure.
Her, Steven Tyler, and Randy Jackson apparently are the lineup.
All right.
Look, if nothing else, it will bring fresh eyes to the show just for people to check out what that is like.
If that works.
The chemistry with those judges. Apparently, remember when I mentioned they're adding one more audition?
Yeah.
Here in Los Angeles for American Idol. And everyone said, well, don't they have enough contestants, what it was? But what they want to do is they want to shoot at least one episode of having all of the judges that will be on the television show go through one of those audition sessions
where the bad people
come in and they can make fun of them and that kind of thing. So that's the reason they added one on, because they're going to do the big reveal of the new judges at that audition. So
I got you.
There's the future of American Idol for you. Scott Disick.
Oh, no.
I thought Kevin was a bad person.
I am.
Today, as we were talking to our friend with no arms. But I realized Scott Disick's even worse.
Yes,
if you can believe that.
What do you mean, if you can believe
that? If you can believe that. According to In Touch magazine, he is...
Explain to people who he is that don't recognize him.
Scott Disick is the baby daddy of Kourtney Kardashian, if you've ever seen Keeping Up with the Kardashians. He is a drunken, loudmouth, arrogant douchebag who, amongst all his many social crimes... wears his sweaters over his shoulder with the sleeves tied on.
Well, say no more.
He should be strangled with one of those. We should tie his sleeves into a noose and hang him by his Calvin Klein sweater.
He's a super preppy a-hole.
He's an enormous douchebag who has no visible means of supporting his child and no real talents to speak of.
And her family hates him.
Everyone hates him, except for Kourtney, who keeps trying to go back to him. Anyway, word is he is investigating and talking to publishing houses about writing a tell-all book about the Kardashian family.
Oh, that's nice of him.
And exposing all their dirty little secrets.
That's so nice of him.
He's a good person.
He is. He's a good guy.
You know, Mad Men is a smash hit on television.
Yep.
And it looks like fashion... this season will be very Mad Men influenced, they say. A lot of callbacks to the 50s and 60s, the clothing of that era in modern fashion. And just announced Lane Bryant.
Nope.
Jane Bryant. What, Lane Bryant? Is that her name?
Lane Bryant.
I don't know. Who is that?
Yeah.
Ladies Fat Clothes.
Ladies Fat Clothes.
Apparently will also be revealing a line of Mad Men clothes this year.
It's for the plus size.
Which is great because, you know, that Joan, she's not fitting into, you know, regular fashion wear.
That right. is true.
She needs a big bosoms, big butt clothes. And I'm all for it. And I recommend it highly. Did you know this? That 31 and a half minutes of all our reality shows feature advertising.
That's more than ever.
More than ever.
Wow. Because most series, I think, are like an hour show or like 44 minutes of content.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
The reason there's more advertising in television than ever, especially in reality, is because of the built-in product placement and inside promotion. If you watch American Idol, for example, everyone there is drinking out of Coca-Cola cups.
Right.
And then they go to the Coca-Cola green room. That all counts towards the advertising time. Yeah. So they're saying television now more than ever. When you see Modern Family, they get a box of Cheerios out of the cabinet instead of some generic cereal brand. They're saying there's more and more product placement in television to the point where 31 minutes of all our shows are now pure advertising.
There was a strange commercial for Chevy during the MTV Video Music Awards where Pharrell was singing, and there were a bunch of dancers, and they were all singing and dancing around Chevys. It was really bizarre.
Well, they've been doing American Idol forever, those Ford commercials.
But it wasn't as overt. I've seen a couple of those where they get out of a Ford and they say, hey, we love Ford, blah, blah, blah. They were actually just performing, and the cars were just on the stage right there with them.
That's pretty crazy. But did you see Mad Men this last week had the guys writing the commercial? Just like a Mad Men set.
Oh, they've done that. Yeah,
yeah.
That's how they trick you. Is there's
you
a commercial
stop.
Series now where they have the sets and costumes that look exactly like Mad Men, but it's a real commercial featuring guys trying to come up with a campaign for a real product.
Right.
So if you're TiVoing through it and you're waiting to get back to the show, you stop because you think the show's back.
That's the show.
Oh, but no, it turns out to be Hellman's mayonnaise, and they're saying, "What can we spread mayonnaise on?" And then they spread it on Joan's ass.
That
might have been a fantasy. I can't remember. You were talking about the MTV Video Music Awards. I don't know if you heard her announcement on the red carpet or not, but Katy Perry.
Oh my God!
Has announced a tour for 2011.
All right,
it'll be the Teenage Dream Tour. Katy says her upcoming tour will engage all of your senses: sight, sound, smell, touch, and taste. I'm so going to the show.
What?
What is she promising?
I'm going.
How does that all happen?
I don't know, but I'm going to be in the front row.
Wow.
When the tasting starts, I'll be there with a bib on saying, give me some of that. Katy Perry.
That's a pretty big promise.
Sure is. Speaking of music, I know you don't care for anything old, but I thought this was interesting. You're familiar with the band Genesis, legendary sort of prog rock band. They've been around forever.
Yes.
And Peter Gabriel came out of that band, famously, and Phil Collins, probably the most successful member of that band.
Right.
He said there will never be another album or tour featuring Genesis.
What a disaster.
I know, but not for the reasons you think, and I had no idea. But apparently Phil had spinal surgery recently.
Phil Collins.
And he can no longer hold a drumstick.
Wow.
That's got to suck, right?
That's what he did his whole life.
Forever.
No kidding.
He says he can't even hold a drumstick anymore, let alone play the way he used to.
Wow.
I thought that was kind of sad news.
It is.
But couldn't he sing and then have someone else drum?
I suppose, but he didn't sing a lot.
Oh, I didn't.
On the Genesis stuff, especially the Peter Gabriel stuff, he was just the drummer.
Oh, I see.
So he'll never be able to play drums again.
Wow, that's a bummer.
And so for that reason, apparently they'll never get back together again. Isn't that something?
You could do it.
I could.
Step right in, man.
And this is a sad story about the state of affairs in this country of ours. You familiar with the New Pornographers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very talented band.
Awesome.
They were booked to play a gig on October 15th at a college in Grand Rapids, Michigan, but officials at the school pulled the plug because they said the name of the band would send the wrong message to its students.
What the hell?
This isn't an elementary school. This is a college, for God's sakes.
Did they listen to the music at all?
Of course they didn't.
They just know the
they
name.
They said, the New Pornographers, no sir, not on our campus.
Wow.
This is a college. College is supposed to be the place where freedom of ideas prevails, where you learn about different lifestyles and different ways of looking at the world. That's where you groom young minds. You open them up. Hopefully.
That's a pretty good band, too.
Become the thinkers of the world.
Wow.
And they're saying, no, the name sounds like it might be slightly dirty, so we're going to cancel the concert. That's bizarre. In case you were curious, the school is Calvin College, and it is a Christian university, and so maybe that's why they were a little uptight about it. But
even so,
they're not real pornographers.
They don't
Calvin
do
College.
Pornography, right?
Exactly. They're not going to come and take photos of your students naked.
You can do enough research to understand they're a real band and they play music.
But still,
and it's
Kevin,
not about porn.
What if somebody accidentally thinks that maybe somebody almost?
It's true. You have to think that way.
And Jessica Simpson has a problem keeping her relationships to herself. She's very public about who she's dating.
She is.
Dating this former NFL player, Eric Johnson.
Yeah, Eric.
This week she tweeted a picture of him on her tweet account with the caption, "I have a major crush on you." What is she, 12?
Wow.
Eric tweeted back, "Even when you tweet, I want you to shut the F up." That's 140 characters. I want to thank the folks who have said nice things about the latest episode of the podcast I did with Kevin Smith that came out this week. You can go to iTunes and subscribe to Hollywood Babylon if you'd like to hear it. But I also want to let you know that if you want to come down and see the live show, and a lot of people have been doing that, we're changing the dates to Saturdays for the next couple of weeks while Smith is off directing his new movie, Red State. We're going to be doing on Saturday nights at 7 o'clock. If you'd like to come down, there's still some tickets available. A couple seats left.
Couple.
For this weekend's show, Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Go to smodcastle.com. That's S-M-O-D, smodcastle.com. You can buy tickets there and come down and see us. It's very funny.
Not interested.
All right, well, then you don't have to come. I'm not saving you a seat. Today's celebrity birthdays, Tommy Lee Jones is 64 years old today. It's not Tommy Lee, it's Tommy Lee Jones. Very different gentleman. Oliver Stone is 64. Robin Thicke is 33 years old today. Dina Lohan, Lindsay's mom, is 48. And personality, boobs, Heidi Montag is 24 years old today.
She got a belly, yeah? I think so.
I guess.
Yeah, I guess
I mean,
so.
She looks kind of creature feature these days. I don't know what's up with her.
Maybe...
No, she's still...
Maybe a smaller bell.
She still gets a bell.
She had big bells put in, so I don't know.
Tepid bell.
Tepid bell. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It is 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, and in our studio is Kristen Schaal.
Yay!
Welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. How are you?
What a treat.
I'm great. Good morning.
Good morning. What a treat.
We're on a treat streak today.
What a treat.
We, of course, became familiar with you initially, I guess, with Flight of the Conchords. That's where we first started seeing your work.
Yeah, that was my introduction to the universe.
Yes, and you were brilliant on that show.
Oh,
and we're sad that it's not coming back.
We are,
But that, I know it led me to start following your stand-up career and your performance, your stage performance career, and I saw your Comedy Central special, and apparently that's how you started your career. You were doing that long before you became an actress, per se, right?
Yeah, that's how I got my start, because you can go up and do a comedy set anywhere and nobody will stop you. Even on the side of the street, just put a hat down and they'll just let you do your show.
Right. So you figure that no one can tell me no and that's how I'll get into it.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah.
with acting, you have to try out and people can say no.
Oh, yeah. Sure. They will.
And they often do.
Yeah. And they still are.
Yeah.
So Flight of the Conchords, let's talk about that for a second. You were their one fan, Mel, and you were so funny on that show and it was so funny. Why? How come it went away? Those guys just lost interest. It was too much work.
Well, I can't really speak for them, but when I asked, I think they felt like the story had been told. Mm. You know, they're very British in that sense, right, where they really only make 6 episodes, and that's one season. And so, you know, 2 seasons is enough. You know, they're back in New Zealand, end of story. I'm hoping they'll come back. I think they should make a movie.
That would be great.
I love that musical movie. It's such an offbeat series. I mean, and you don't get that very often where they mix music together with it and stuff in just weird, bizarre ways. It was one of our favorite shows.
Aww.
Or can Mel find a new band? Because she must have, you know, wider musical interest than just those guys. Can we do a spin-off series where you find a new band?
I bet we could.
All right, I'm going to pitch that. Get HBO on the phone.
Oh, man. We got a hot
right
show.
We got
to recast Mel, though. I'm sorry. That's the only problem.
No worries. I'll do that.
Now, you've written a book called The Sexy Book of Sexy Sex.
Yeah, that's right, Kevin.
The Sexy Book of Sexy Sex.
Mm-hmm.
And you were asked why you wrote this book. And in an interview, you said, "We're the best lovemakers in the galaxy."
Yeah. Yeah.
And we thought it would be a crime not to share just the tip of our wisdom.
That's a euphemistic tip, I'm hoping.
Sure.
Yes. First of all, is it?
Okay.
Yes. There's a picture of you on the front. That's
being all sexy, sexy.
With your grandma underwear.
With your grandma's underwear.
I look ravishing on the cover of the book. In your car, just imagine a vision.
Yeah. A vision in athletic socks.
Yes.
It's good for me. There are a lot of pictures, like the best-selling sex toys. The sleazy bake oven. I wasn't aware that that was one of them. Who knew? And there are all kinds of pictures in the book, which makes it good for people like myself who have a real hard time reading.
It also it goes into history.
Oh, yeah. Right? We explore the history of sex, sex toys, the dark side of sex, gay sex, trans, you know, all of it.
Everything.
The future of sex. We basically covered everything. It's the most thorough sex book you can buy.
Is that true? Have you researched that?
I don't have to.
She is one of the greatest lovemakers in the galaxy.
Yeah,
Kevin.
That's
true.
That
in mind.
One of the pages is labeled things you shouldn't think about while masturbating.
Yeah.
One of the items on the list, I think it's accurate, is genocide. That's probably
You're not supposed to think about that?
No, that does not
that
help
explains
you.
What I've been doing wrong for some time now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes me 4 or 5 days.
The Trail of Tears, another thing that you shouldn't think about.
It's a downer.
How you never followed your dreams. This is all useful stuff.
Yeah, that one especially, that will really, because then you're obviously not following your dreams if you're in the act of masturbating.
That's true.
Like, you're really taking some time out.
You don't love yourself much at that point either, really.
Well, you're loving yourself a little too much.
Right.
That's true.
You can't get out into the world that way. Be a bad girl is another chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And step one is surprise him. Step two is scare him. And step three, and this is an odd step three, is pee on him.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It was bad.
She says be a bad girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She says this is a great way to tell him that you've lost control of your mind and your bladder. While you're doing it, be sure to look directly into his eyes so he knows that you know that the toilet is only a few feet away and you don't even care.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know about
Man,
this book now.
Those are gems.
But she knows. She knows.
She knows because she's
the greatest
best
lovemaker in the galaxy.
Lovemaker in the galaxy.
Your co-author, the gentleman you wrote this with.
Yeah, Rich Blomquist.
Yes, he's a funny man in his own right.
Yeah, he writes for The Daily Show. And yeah, he's very fun and incredibly handsome, but he hides away from the camera.
Sure.
Oh, that's a shame.
I guess it would be too devastating for regular men to see him.
We feel too bad about ourselves.
We're looking at him and go, wow, I used to think I was good looking and now I'm not. That's the problem.
And you guys are involved, right?
Yeah, we live together in sin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're the lovemakers, the best lovemakers in the galaxy. You and him. Okay.
We're just terrified that the government's going to try to harness our lovemaking energies for bad.
Well, that happens a lot.
Is there any fear when you announce that your boyfriend is one of the greatest lovemakers in the galaxy that other women may now try to pursue him?
Well, yeah, they can try, but they don't have what I have. Clearly, I know you can't see the cover of the book in your cars, but like I said, I am.
You have sports socks on, if that tells you anything.
Forget about it. I'm a dish.
You're dishy.
Kim Cattrall did this, too, though. Remember when she had that boyfriend, and the first thing they did was write about, hey, we're so amazing.
Yeah, guess what? They're not together.
And that's the second thing they did was break up.
They broke up.
Right.
Are you at all worried about that curse?
Are you afraid about the curse? Yeah. About the relationship sex curse?
She's laughing. She's laughing at your curse.
No, I'm not. Because, like I said, I don't know. There's a curse.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're a couple and you write a sex book, apparently you break up afterwards. That's
how it works.
And then you make a really crappy Sex in the City movie after that.
My future, I'll embrace it. You know, I can't control fate.
Kristen Schaal is here. We need to take a break. We'll be right back with her. The book is The Sexy Book of Sexy Sex. And it's out now. We'll be right back. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We have Kristen Schaal in the studio with us.
I just want to watch TV with Kristen. I just want to sit in her house and just watch TV with her and make jokes.
It would be fun.
It would be fun.
Yeah.
It could be a new show.
Open invite for today?
Like Mystery Science, but with crappy TV.
Exactly. Yeah. Real TV, and then we shoot it over your shoulder, and you just talk about it.
I think when you're saying about the tell-all book that guy's selling about the Kardashians,
Scott Disick,
it's like, what secrets do they have at this point? Don't they use their secrets to make more
on
reality
TV.
Shows?
That's true.
That's a good point. Right. They do put all the badness out there, it seems like.
Or do they?
Or do they, yeah.
Basement with more kids.
I think Bruce Jenner has girls in a pit and he's trying to make a skin suit out of a woman. Like the Silence of the Lambs.
Skin suit?
I think there's all kinds of Buffalo Bill stuff going on with him. There's something going on with that dude.
Well, that's
going
to be a good book then.
You should write that.
Now, Kristen's book is The Sexy Book of Sexy Sex, and you also have a mid-season replacement, a TV show?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing right? Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers?
Yeah. It's
what
coming,
is that?
It's I've a not cartoon. Heard of that. Yeah, it's coming on after The Simpsons in January 9th.
Oh, that's a nice lead-in.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Not bad.
It's not bad lead-in.
Your animation career is kind of blowing up. Your voiceover work career. You were so funny in Toy Story 3. Did a great job in that.
Thank you. Thank you, Ralph.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ralph. We told her we had a commercial for American Dad. And we said, oh, we like that show. And she said, oh, I did a voice on that show one time. And then we told her, you work with Family Guy. That's a bizarre career.
Oh, I mean, it's the greatest gig in the world.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Well, how much do you have to work for one episode, for example, for this Bob's Burgers?
Well, Bob's Burgers is actually different because we record it with the whole ensemble.
Okay.
So instead of just going in and doing your lines and being out of there in an hour, we're there for 9 hours.
Oh, that's dumb. That's
improvising not with each other. I know. Well, you know, it's artistic, okay?
All right.
Ralph says it's dumb.
I heard Ralph say that.
That's not a good way to work. I'd rather get more money with less time.
Yeah, it seems like you could go
that's
in and knock
I'm
it
a whore
out.
And she's an artist.
You could knock it out in like a half hour or something.
Yeah.
No, they liked us to improvise.
It'd be way more fun to have everybody else there.
It is. Well, you know, as a comedian and a writer, I don't really have a real job to go to, and I get super lonely. I'm just on the internet all day being sad.
Aww.
So it's nice to have friends.
You.
This is the most interaction I've had with people in a long time.
Wow.
And I am like overstimulated. I'm shaking.
Yeah. Your life sort of sucks then.
Well, it did until now.
But I'm saying if you sit at home all day on the internet and you're lonely.
That's how that book happened, by the way.
Yeah,
definitely. And then you write a sex book.
Porn, right.
Yeah,
right.
You know how it works.
I do.
And then what are you going to do today? What's your date today?
Oh, today's, I'm just doing my radio. I'm going to be on, can I say that other show?
Yeah, of course, Love Line. Psycho Mike.
Yeah, it was Psycho Mike. Psycho Mike.
And Dr. Drew. Is Dr. Drew working tonight, Mike? Or
yes, he is.
Is he doing one of his 17 TV shows?
No, he'll actually be on the radio show.
That's great.
How about that?
Good.
That's rare.
So you can hear Kristen tonight as well.
Have you ever met Dr. Drew? You'll be impressed by he's the only person on the planet who has an answer to every question.
Yeah. I'm expecting a real gentleman. Is that too much to ask?
No, he is quite that.
No,
and
he
there's
is.
There's him, real gentleman, and then there's Mike.
And there's the other
so
side.
So this is balance.
Right. Yeah. Nice.
Counterbalance.
Nice. Mike's the guy in the Jets locker room they thought was too crude. that's who Mike is.
He might ask you to push his back. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Push your back?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a long story.
Just listen to me.
We should tell you off the
listen
air.
To me. Yeah. Just listen to me. Don't do it.
Copy that.
we have to say what it is now, but Mike has had a goal for some time to try to pleasure himself in a way that only someone else could pleasure
him.
Like
Marilyn Manson. I heard Marilyn Manson had a rib removed.
Well, there you go.
And that's true. Radio listeners.
But he hasn't had a rib removed. He needs help.
So Mike has not achieved it yet, so he often asks some of his preferred guests, some of his favorite guests, to push down on him while he has his legs over his head.
I guess that's easier than asking for them to do it for you.
No, that's
not offensive.
I'm thinking the author of a sex book might be someone that's appropriate to help me in that
arena. Have you seen the movie Short Bus?
No, I have not.
Well, the opening scene, a gentleman is doing the act that you're trying to achieve.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you could get some tips from that, Mike.
Is there a chapter in your book, Kristen, on self-gratification?
Yeah, there's a masturbation chapter.
Right.
Chapter 4.
But not this.
Not his.
Oh, that. Yeah.
This is a sequel. I mean, you're going to need to write another sex book if it doesn't include that.
Why?
Push my back. It'll be the chapter.
I did get a lot of useful information, though, from your chapter on masturbation.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good.
I will no longer think of genocide when I masturbate.
That's true.
Fair enough. Well, now you will, because you're telling yourself not to.
Yeah, you can't help it. It's like saying, don't think of an elephant. First thing comes into your mind.
Exactly.
Well, the book is out now, the Sexy Book of Sexy Sex, and you can buy it anywhere. I'm sure Amazon.com or any bookstore.
How's it doing? Is it doing well? People buying it?
Yeah.
Are they giving you large cartoon bags of money with dollar signs on them?
Oh, man. We're moving books like crazy. Yeah. I tell you what, I don't think if you're out there without a book, you're the only one, most likely.
Well, that one person, you should buy it.
You better buy it because it's going to go away because the demand is so high.
We won't print anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And then look for Kristen as well at Bob's Burgers, which is right after The Simpsons, which is a blessing and maybe a curse because that's a little bit of pressure.
Why is there a curse?
Why is there a curse?
It's our lives.
You follow The Simpsons, then you got some expectations, you know?
Yeah, well, you know what? I will say I'm a huge Simpsons fan, but I'm also a big Bob's Burgers fan, and I think it'll please.
There
I think it's a good match.
There you go.
There you go.
I'm excited. All right.
Kristen, you're the best. Thank you for coming in.
You guys are the sweetest. My new family.
You're lonely? Come in. We're
That's
here.
That's right. We're always here.
All right.
Glee comes back next Tuesday, and everybody's excited around here. Everybody except for Omar. We all love the show. And I don't know if you saw the story yesterday. Ralph did it in the showbiz beat, but the Red Hot Chili Peppers apparently have denied Glee the use of their music.
Bastards.
Anthony Kiedis is quoted as saying, "I've seen a picture of the Glee thing, but I don't know what it is, really." That's the extent to the research that he's
done.
So
that's it?
Generally speaking, that doesn't excite me. Nothing against Glee or any of those American Idol type shows.
But, which it's not.
Which it's not anything like, but it makes it, I mean, I don't have a problem with him considering the show and coming to a conclusion that he doesn't want to be on it.
Right, if he...
It seems odd that he looks at a picture.
That's, knew what the show was, if he actually considered the show.
Right, it's just an odd thing to say. So we had our producer Alex hook him up on the line, and we have Anthony Kiedis. Hi there, Anthony.
Hello. Pleasure to talk to you this morning.
How are you today?
Well, you know, every day's a journey.
Right.
In the cosmos that is life on Earth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, Glee came to you and they said, "Hey, we'd like to use your music for..."
No way. No way. No how. My music is not a joke.
Right.
The music of the Red Hot Chili Peppers will never be trivialized by some, you know, music-based TV show. It's art, and it should be considered that.
Lady Gaga did it. Madonna did it. Kiss did it. I mean, a bunch of people are using it as a kind of a platform to introduce their music.
It doesn't matter. I saw a picture of that show.
Right. What does that mean, by the way? You saw.
Oh.
What does that mean you saw a picture of it?
I did.
Right, but
photograph.
What picture?
One.
Wait, who's laughing in the background there?
That's Flea.
Flea.
Oh,
with
okay.
Omar.
With
Flea
Omar.
And Omar smoking a joint.
Okay, so you saw a picture
rehearsal
of...
Rehearsal studio.
You saw a picture of what? The cast?
No, just
the title.
Show. Yeah, the word Glee, and there was some Glee stuff going on, and I thought to myself, no way, no how, buddy. This is the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Right, but...
I make all my decisions in life on pictures I see.
Based on photos.
It's true. The other day I saw a picture of fruit and I decided no more fruit for me.
What was the picture of?
Some fruit.
Right, but what?
No way. Just as it was rotting and it looked ugly and nasty, and I thought to myself, no way with the fruit. Hit it.
All fruit, fruit, mix the juice. Rob a bank and grab your loot like a dangoon gang from California.
Wow, you're in the studio right now. I didn't realize that.
We have a really tight band, too. Stop on a dime. First was paying off.
That is that a song that you
I
had?
I saw a picture of a school the other day. I said, no schooling for my kids.
Really?
Yeah, this is dumb.
That's
school.
Odd.
That was a terrible picture.
Huh.
I thought to myself,
school, school, it is for the fools. Wang a dang dang a wang a dang ding a dong. California, I like veggies.
I like what?
Veggies.
These are
new... I saw a picture of really dirty balls the other day, and I thought to myself, I'm not going to wash my balls anymore.
But didn't that make you...
No longer going to wash my balls on the way to the walls. They will be smelly balls, so you can't call them schwalls. Balls.
California.
Hey! 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's 849. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is back for another look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Before I get to showbiz news, how do you raise a kid these days? It's expensive. Expensive to raise a kid, right?
Right.
It is, sure. Yeah.
It costs a lot of money to have a child.
Right.
A couple here in Los Angeles.
Couple.
Are hoping to fund the raising of their daughter the way a city funds stadium construction.
How does that work?
They're offering up their unborn baby's middle name to corporate sponsors. They put up a Craigslist ad.
Really?
That's for $750,000, they will name their child after your corporation. Your corporation will be presented to thousands of potential customers every month as our baby grows and is signed up for scouts, called on in classrooms, and mentioned in pediatrician offices.
People don't use their middle name.
People never use their middle name. Unless you're a serial killer. Then they use your middle name and
right.
You don't want it used.
Our list of hopefuls includes Sony, Saab, JetBlue, Converse, Hot Pocket, Gibson, and Ludwig. We're musicians.
Hot Pocket.
Way funnier if they offer up the first name.
They should offer she up the first name.
You know what I'm saying.
Use for some first name.
I speak drunk.
Lisa speaks Kevin.
How is it not going to rub off on me eventually?
I don't think anyone's going to take them up on their offers.
I don't either. No. That seems like a bad plan.
Louise Hot Pocket Jones, are you here? Brandy JetBlue Anderson. Speaking of babies, Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem are having a baby. It's official. People has confirmed that news. Congratulations. She is 4.5 months pregnant, according to the magazine. And Killers frontman Brandon Flowers and his wife are also expecting again for the third time. The album's name is Flamingo, his new solo record that was released yesterday. And I got to think that's what you got to go for the kid, right?
Flamingo as well?
Flamingo. Wow, that's a great name for a kid.
Hmm.
Flamingo Flowers, you get over here right now. Just hope it's a girl, man.
Yeah.
So that kid's going to get his ass kicked.
Yeah.
By Kevin.
If his name is Flamingo.
You're different. I will mock you.
How dare you? I bring people together.
I'm still reeling from our friend with no arms who came in.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Save money on hand soap. You
said. I did.
That's all I remember.
But doesn't he?
Kim Kardashian's looking for love.
Glendale.
Fellas, get to work. She's lonely.
She's not looking for my type of fella.
She says being so busy with TV shows and fashion designing means she doesn't have time for dating. She says she hates it, but has dreams of settling down and marrying someday, so she's looking for the right fella.
Who doesn't need any time from her.
Who doesn't need any time and is stinking rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said it would be great if you didn't have to give back your Heisman trophy, too. She added. I'm just saying.
It's a pretty limited group.
It is. Give him back his Heisman.
He's giving
think
back
he cares. Hands. Think he gives a rat's ass.
No.
No.
He's a star in the NFL. He's making millions of dollars.
He's got a Super Bowl ring. What's he need with the Heisman Trophy? They are making Judge Dredd. I mentioned this before. They're rebooting that franchise. Stallone originally played Judge Dredd. Comic book character.
Yep.
Now they are bringing back the character with Carl Urban starring in the lead. Carl Urban, you may know, was in Star Trek. Played Bones. Dr. McCoy in the new Star Trek series J.J. Abrams put together. Talented actor.
Okay.
This comic book is so popular that people were lining up for overseas film rights to show the film in theaters overseas. They have over $30 million in advanced bookings in theaters overseas for this movie. That hasn't been made yet.
What?
Yeah. That's how much people are looking forward to it. That's what kind of hot property this is. Comic books, I'm telling you, rule the world.
Did you say Judge Dredd?
Comic books rule the world. It's a very popular comic book character. You may not be familiar with it, but it is. Speaking of comic books, imagine my joy today when I read that Adam West is getting his own comic book. The Misadventures of Adam West, it's going to be called. It's going to be Adam West traveling through time, saving the world.
That's great.
Come on!
I like it.
It's the perfect marriage for me. Adam West and comic books. I may never leave the bathroom. What I'll be doing in there is none of your damn business.
Yeah, it's not a question.
George Michael is in prison.
What are you talking about?
He was sentenced to 4 weeks behind bars and another 4 on parole.
Finally.
He's not allowed to drive for 5 years. George was sentenced yesterday in a London courtroom after pleading guilty to driving under the influence and drug possession.
For the 100th time.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Finally, they had to pull his ticket because back in July, he drove his Range Rover into a photography store.
Well, usually, he just
that's
falls
not falling asleep
the
behind
wheel.
The wheel at a red light. This is driving through a store window.
Yeah.
Loaded. George apparently sobbed when he was sentenced in the courtroom. It's kind of sad. The judge called him a drug addict.
Yeah.
And he cried and was sentenced. And then they said, you're going to prison with a bunch of men. He's like, things aren't so bad after all, he said. It lock me up before you go-go, he said.
Put that in.
Come on, I couldn't resist a go-go
file.
Joke.
You could.
You got to do a go-go you joke when you're talking about George Michael.
You don't have to.
You people don't
You can, but you don't have to.
You got to.
You don't have to.
You love gangster movies like I do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This sounds great. Warner Brothers announced they're doing a film called Cicero about the rise of young Al Capone.
I'd be into that.
Him leaving the slums of New York to head to the criminal underworld of Chicago, where he became the king of crime in Chicago during Prohibition. No word on casting yet. I think Zac Efron. That's what I think. Justin Bieber.
Whole different direction with that.
Think?
No.
Ryan Reynolds says it's tough being a movie star. He just completed a film called Buried. Are you familiar with this film?
No.
Yes. By a guy who wakes up in a coffin.
Oh, that seems bad.
With a cell phone. He doesn't know how he got there or who put him there or what's happening, but the only contact he has with the world is this guy on the other end of the cell phone.
There's someone on it?
Yeah. Yeah. Buried, it's called.
Is it the guy that buried him on the phone?
I'm not going to...
Just some random guy?
I don't know. I don't know, Bean. I don't know what the answer is. I'm just telling you this is the premise of the story.
All right.
He says it's a hard life being a Hollywood movie star. He said, shooting the film, because he shot it basically lying in a coffin for 2 weeks, threw him into a serious state of emotional distress, he claims. He also got a bald patch on the back of his head after rubbing it on the unfinished wood of the coffin for all that time. He said he still suffers emotional flashbacks from making the movie. I'm sorry, did they not pay you for this?
Yeah, what? How does that work?
What do you do after you get up a hard day of the set, Ryan? Do you go home and have sex with your wife, Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah.
Screw you!
He's always complaining. Wasn't he complaining about some suit he had to wear in the movie recently?
Green Lantern was tough. Everything's tough for this guy. Boo hoo hoo. I'm from Canada. I have no testicles. And speaking of no testicles, Brian Austin Green in the news.
Yeah. He has no testicles?
Says that not only is he the luckiest guy in Hollywood, his new bride, Megan Fox, he says, is a wonderful wife, but he tells Detail Magazine that, more than that, she is a wonderful parent to his 8-year-old son, Cassius.
Oh, man.
She is absolutely the better half when it comes to parenting, he says in the interview. 8-year-old son, Cassius, in 4 years will be 12-year-old son, Cassius.
Yes, he will.
And that's when stepmom Megan Fox will be traipsing around the house.
Yes, she will.
Just in a towel after getting out of the shower.
Oh, my God.
And Cassius will have the same response that Mike had when he first met her, which is,
That's rough. Super hot young stepmom.
We got to take calls from people with super hot stepmoms.
Because stepmom's a whole, like, complicating factor.
It's weird enough, right, having someone, not your mom, kind of telling you what to do and living in your house and stuff. And then compounded with the fact that she gives you stirrings down there in your special parts. that's nothing any kid has to go through. Really. I say no.
That's going to be confusing.
I'm going to veto their marriage.
I didn't realize you had that power, but all right.
Today's celebrity birthday is Tommy Lee Jones is 64 years old today. Movie director Oliver Stone celebrates his 64th as well. Dina Lohan, mom of Lindsay Lohan, is 48. Robin Thicke, the singer, is 33 years old. Heidi Montag celebrates her 24th birthday. And drummer Mitch Dorge, Mitch Dorge of the Crash Test Dummies celebrates his 50th birthday.
All right.
I don't know how I missed this birthday all morning long. We need to play that song, right?
Don't need to.
Oh, God, that was a great song.
The lyrics especially.
Once there was a boy who... And then he did something else. Remember?
Yes, I do.
Love that song. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We have tickets for Epicenter 2010 and backstage passes September 25th and 26th. And we're going to give them away with some lyrics. We're going to give them away some lyrics. You have to be able to identify songs. This is called Kiss 182.
You want to go see Kiss and Blink. Blink 182. You.
Who made that?
Gene, I'm sorry. That was Omar.
Yeah.
And, I'm going to sue him.
You should.
That was terrible.
That was not good.
We'll sue him, too.
Our songs do not deserve to be butchered in that manner.
I would like to sue him as well on your behalf, if you don't mind.
I'm going
to
sue you. All right. I'm going to have sex with you.
So we have Gene Simmons, and he's going to be doing lyrics, but from Blink 182 songs, and then you have to tell us what the song is.
That's confusing.
And then we have Tom DeLonge in the studio. Hey, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Now, Tom is going to be reading Kiss lyrics.
I'm from space.
Right. And you have to tell us what the song title is there.
Yeah.
And then if we get more than one that gets a winner, of course, we'll have a drawing.
Okay.
So let's begin with Dustin. Hi, Dustin.
Hey. Welcome. Hey, Omar, would you like to take that?
I'm with you.
Yeah, good point.
All right. The first song is going to be a Blink 182 song, so it's going to be done by Gene Simmons of Kiss. Here we go.
Are you ready?
Name the song.
I never conquered. Rarely came. That's not true. 16 just held such better days. Days when I still felt alive. Couldn't wait to go outside.
Or something like that. That is a Blink-182 song called... Name of that song is...
No. Tomorrow felt such better days.
Mm. No, no, no. It's called Adam's Song.
It's Adam's Song. Very different when they sing it than when you do it.
I'm going to sue Blink for that song. I wrote that.
You didn't write that song. No. Let's go to Adam. Hi, Adam.
Yeah, what's up?
Welcome to Kiss 182. This is going to be a Kiss song, so Tom DeLonge is going to do the lyrics.
Yeah.
So you have to be able to identify the Kiss song. Here we go.
Just a few more hours, and I'll be home to you. I think I hear them calling. Oh, Beth, what can I do? Beth, what can I do?
What is the name of that song?
Beth?
Beth is the name, yes.
How'd you get that one?
What can I do?
Yeah, we didn't think people would get the Kiss one, so we actually put the song title in the
Why didn't you assume people wouldn't get Awesome? They're the most popular songs in the world.
I'm sorry, Gene. I didn't mean it that way. I just meant we thought we might have trouble with both bands.
With Tom saying the lyrics.
Right. Gene is back. He's going to do Blink-182 lyrics.
That's right.
Ryan, are you ready?
Yeah.
Here's Gene. Blink-182 song named?
I show up at 3 a.m. She's still up watching Vacation. I see her pretty face. Takes me away to a better place. And I know everything's going to be fine. It's true.
All right. What's that song title?
Josie.
Josie is correct. Nicely done. All right. Hold on.
I had a three-way with a girl named Josie once.
Let's go
to the Hyatt Hotel. It was in 74 with Ted Nugent.
Let's go to... You had a three-way with Ted Nugent?
Yes, that's right.
Let's go to Julia. Hi, Julia.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Welcome to Kiss 182. This, again, is going to be a Blink song. So, George?
Blink song.
George.
Do you want me to get George Takei?
Gene? Let's have the lyrics.
George Foreman?
Sorry. Gene, let's have the lyrics.
All right, here we go. From George Simmons. I said I was the cops, and your husband's in jail. The state looks down on sodomy, and that's about the time the bitch hung up on me. Nobody likes you when you're 23, and they're still more amused by prank phone calls. What the hell is caller ID?
What's my age again?
Nicely done.
I got it. And
that's
about the time the bitch
hung up on me. That's it. All right, you go into the drawing. Hold on. Let's go.
Nice work, George.
Nice work, George. Let's go to Tom DeLonge, who's going to give us some Kiss lyrics.
Yeah.
For Richard. Hi, Richard.
Hi.
Welcome to Kiss 182. How do you think it's going so far? Me either. All right, here's Tom.
I want to rock and roll all night and party every day. I want to rock and roll all night and party every day. I want to rock and roll all night and party every day. Want to rock and roll all night and party every day. Yeah, nah, 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 nah.
Tom?
Rock and roll all night?
Yes! How do you rock and roll all night? All right. Very well done. Hold on. We'll put you in the drawing.
How'd you identify that one?
That was difficult.
He knew it well.
Finally, Gene, let's do one more. This is Nick. Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Nick.
Gene is going to be giving you some Blink-182 lyrics. You have to tell us what the song title is.
That's right. I'll take one lift. Your ride. Best trip. Always. I know you'll be at my show. Watching. Waiting. Commiserating. Say it ain't so. I will not go. Turn the lights off. Carry me home. Na-na. Na-na, na-na. Na-na, na-na, na.
Nick?
I hear you can't say no.
What's the name of that Blink song?
Punk Girl.
I'm sorry, what was your guess again?
Punko?
Good try.
Always I know.
Yeah, that's not Punko as much as it is All the Small Things.
That's a song that's not about my penis.
That's correct, yes. All right, Lisa, we're going to do a drawing to find out who wins the tickets.
Our ticket winner is Richard.
Richard on line 5.
5. Yep. Congratulations, Richard.
Yeah.
You got tickets to Epicenter and backstage passes. Nicely done.
It's Kiss 182.
You are listening to the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 9:43. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with another look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Uh-oh, what?
Oh.
Miley Cyrus might be in big trouble. Apparently, a photographer spotted her giving a lift to her boyfriend, Liam Hemsworth, the other day. And then she got stopped by local police after dropping him off. Uh-oh. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what that means.
I'm just trying to stir up some sort of interest in Miley Cyrus.
Oh, I see.
What is that? What is that bizarre humming sound that's going on?
I was just asking Mike that.
I feel like...
It's my microphone.
That's what it was. Your microphone's finally rejecting you.
It's finally saying nope.
No, it's not your microphone because...
Now it went away. I hit it and fixed it.
That's what I like the Fonz when he used to hit the jukebox and make it work.
Unlike Tom Willis, you're very handy.
Oh, come on. The guy's got no arms. Damn you. Lauren Conrad's getting some revenge on her former Jealous Hills co-stars. Us Weekly Magazine reports that she is working on a second fashion line.
That'll show them.
Apparently her other is so wildly successful that there's enough demand for her to crack open another one. And she's negotiating about doing another reality show.
Wow.
About herself and her own personal life and her career. Spencer's got to be furious, right?
Oh, my God.
He's busy trying to carry guns onto an airplane, trying to get his attention. She's actually going to have another TV show and a fashion line. I wish Spencer had a fashion line. Just everything just bedazzled and stupid.
Hooded.
He does.
He does?
Yeah.
I didn't know he had a fashion line.
It's called Super Sick. Super Sick Couture.
Really?
No.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it would be.
Along the same lines, Audrina Patridge has announced that she is on Dancing with the Stars, not just for the fame, not just for the fortune, not just for the trophy balls.
You get trophy balls?
You get trophy balls at the end.
Who knew?
She is doing it as an attempt to raise awareness for breast cancer. Apparently, her aunt is fighting the disease. And she told Us Weekly Magazine she's taking part in the weekly competition reality show to try to raise awareness amongst Americans and see if she can raise some money, perhaps, for the cause.
All right.
I don't know if we really need to raise any more awareness about breast cancer at this point. I think we all know.
Yeah.
It's out there and it's hideous, and I think we need to raise money to defeat it more than anything else. But her heart seems to be in the right place, so that's pretty cool. Jennifer Aniston does not have the star power to sell a movie. It's official.
It's been official.
I know, but now it's officially official. They did some research, and In Touch magazine reports that her biggest selling movies, her best performing movies, are movies she did not headline in. Bruce Almighty and Marley and Me made $243 and $143 million, respectively. The most recent two movies she did take the lead on, Bounty Hunter and Switch. Bounty Hunter made $67 million, and Switch made a gross of... You have any idea how much Switch made?
No, I don't even remember that movie.
That was the one with the sperm and Jason Bateman.
Oh, it just came out a couple weeks
ago. Actually, they said it was okay. The reviews weren't terrible.
Well, the audience attendance was.
How much?
So far, it's made $18 million.
Oh, total?
Total.
Wow.
Come on. That doesn't even cover the craft service budget for a movie like that, right?
Wow. That's harsh.
It sure is. You know what else is harsh? Scott Disick.
Yeah. Oh.
Apparently, he is ready to further his fame by hurting the people closest to him. In Touch magazine reports that the baby daddy of Kourtney Kardashian is ready to write a tell-all book about the family and air all their dirty little secrets.
See, who gives a damn?
In order to make some money and increase his profile.
I guess he's not planning to be a part of the family in any way.
I guess not.
Did they divorce or I don't know what
they
happened?
They never got married.
Oh, they were never married.
No.
Okay.
They just got knocked up,
obviously.
Well, he's been in therapy and trying to get sober, and she has been steadfastly by his side.
I don't think she'll be by his side if he's writing a tell-all book.
Not if he exposes about the family secrets. About, you know, there could be chapters and chapters just on hair removal processes alone. Can you imagine? We find out those secrets. You know, Kim's talked about this. Apparently, she's got her whole body laser hair removed.
Is that right?
Yeah, has done it all her entire body. She's completely hairless.
All right.
NASA had to provide the laser. I don't know if there's any truth to that.
I'd like to have that job.
Jack White has once again proved he is better than you.
He's a talented
He's the
businessman
in show business.
He really is.
He has come up with yet another vinyl innovation.
Vinyl innovation?
Yes. The Dead Weather's new single, Blue Blood Blues, will be available as a triple-decker record.
I don't know what that is.
It is a two-sided 12-inch disc. This is vinyl that we're talking about, people. You may not remember the glory days of vinyl, but the records used to come made out of pressed vinyl.
Yeah.
And you'd put a needle on this piece of vinyl, and it would rotate, and then the sound would be transferred from the needle to through a series of electronic components to your speakers.
It was like the late 1800s.
It was madness. It was like a Cro-Magnon man just banging a rock against a dead ferret. Okay, it wasn't just like that.
I think it was just like that.
It was similar in technology to that. So you got a double-sided album, as they used to be called.
Okay.
The disc, the 12-inch album. And then there's a 7-inch single embedded inside that disc. So you can play Blue Blood Blues and then use a knife to split open the vinyl and pull out the 45.
What are you talking about?
Which has a previously unreleased Dead Weather song.
I don't want to have to go mining for music.
Well, you have to. What? You got to work a little for this one.
I don't want it that much.
You have to get it.
Wreck the other thing that you were listening
to? I think
to?
If you take a knife, Lisa, and split open a vinyl disc,
that would, in fact,
wreck it, yes.
That is odd.
That seems bad. And you can get that on iTunes? Just download it?
Sure.
Is that how it works?
But that's no fun. Hmm. How do you use a knife on iTunes? How do you pull out your switchblade and get to work on iTunes? You can't, see? Jack's going old school.
Yes, he is.
And by the way, he has trademarked the triple-decker record concept,
well,
so don't even think about stealing it, all right? In case you wanted to embed a 7-inch single into a larger 12-inch.
He may have finally lost it.
It's gone by. He's running out of ways to release music.
He's got too many ideas.
What if I bury another song inside a song? Then I put the whole thing in a box. I sink it to the bottom of the ocean. In order to hear my music, you have to die. Today's celebrity birthday is Tommy Lee Jones. He is 64 years old today.
Yeah.
The only time today I didn't get any Tommy Lee.
Yeah, no.
Oliver Stone is also 64. Wait a minute, Tommy Lee Jones is 64? Really? Oliver Stone? Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones, you know, was roommates with Al Gore in college.
That's strange.
Seems like
that's a strange one,
bedfellows.
Too.
Yeah. Odd pairing right there.
Most boring room ever.
Yeah. But you could always get the good weed there, I'm guessing. Oliver Stone is 64 years old today. Lindsay Lohan's mom, Dina Lohan, is 48 years old. Robin Thicke, the singer, is 33. TV personality Heidi Montag is 24. And I admit, including Lindsay Lohan's mom, Dina Lohan, in today's celebrity birthdays is a bit of a stretch because she's really not a celebrity.
She's a tangential celebrity.
Yeah, but she is in the news a bunch, so I guess that's why I included it. But I got some people who took... umbrage to that fact. Yeah,
I can see that.
Like this email I got from listener Jeff. Ralph, just want to know, I heard you mention Dina Lohan as one of the celebrities in today's celebrities' birthdays. If she counts as a celebrity, then I hope my friend JD will as well. He turns 37 today and was a cashier in the background of an episode of Life Goes On back in the day. Happy birthday, JD, Jeff. So I have to include Jeff's friend JD in the celebrity birthdays as well. Happy birthday, JD.
JD did good work in that role.
He was one of the best cashiers for Corky I've ever seen.
He was.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. We're going to talk to Emma Stone about Easy A.
Love her.
Yes. Love her as well.
She's been so good in everything she's ever been in.
We're going to talk to Mark Hoppus from Blink-182. Oh. He has a new TV show called A Different Spin that's going to be on Fuse TV. We're going to give away tickets for Epicenter 2010. And we have comedian Jay Moores in the studio.
Jay Moores!
And we have Dr. Drew. Because it's Thursday. That's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Dr. Drew.
Kat is next. She's got 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including
Fruit Loop.
The best band in the world, Rage Against the Machine. She's got new Linkin Park.
Look at me.
She's got new Kings of Leon.
My Anderson Cooper hair.
As part of 40 minutes nonstop.